Oh, yes. Today's show is brought to you by Audible. Visit audiblepodcast.com/Todd Glass for your free audiobook download. Right? Sounds like a good thing to do. Now go do it.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass.
Hey, Todd. It's Nick Swartzen calling again about doing your podcast.
The entertainer's entertainer, Todd Glass, everyone.
Todd. Hey, it's Zach. Elfmackus. Listen, man, I really want to come on the podcast. I've got stuff to promote.
Comedy Central presents Todd Glass.
Todd Glass. Ryan Regan. Again. If you don't want me to do the podcast, just, I don't know, let me know that. Do you want me to beg? Is that the way you work?
It's really bad.
From the beautiful La Cienega Strip, high atop Black Horse Motors, it's the Todd Glass Show.
I love it. Bring the music down. Not all the way off. You make my pants want to get up and dance. That's up on the screen. Who sent that in? Keep the music going. Oh, do I have the note? All right, we'll tell later. Somebody sent a really cool piece of artwork in. Paul Tompkins. Bring that music down a little. Not too much, though. Paul Tompkins called. He seemed very upset. So can you play that?
Hey, John. Paul F. Tompkins calling you back. I'm so sorry I didn't call you back sooner. But I forgot that you called me. It's one of those things where I got the voicemail at an odd time, wasn't able to call you back. And then, you know, the indicator goes away that I have the voicemail. So I forgot. And then I remembered, oh, got to call Todd back. But you know why I also didn't call you back sooner? Is because you say jump and I say how high. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't call the shot. And then I scramble, like, whoa, gotta call Todd back. No, he called me right away. Hey, shut up. I have to make a phone call. Todd Glass called me. He started before me in Philadelphia. So, you know, he's like a senior and I'm like a freshman. Fuck that shit, Todd. Who the fuck do you think you are? Can you Norm MacDonald or some shit? Like, that makes you fucking Prince Charles or some shit? Todd, you've had a lot of nerve calling me.
Oh, you bluffed that. That was me in post recording it laughing. You think he's really upset?
He sounds really upset.
He does. Yeah. I try to keep the bit going.
In the beginning, he sounded okay, but I think he sort of snapped halfway through.
Thank you. Well, Paul Tompkins, What if instead of playing it up like that, obviously that Paul was being funny, we went off and went, oh, well, he's a loose cannon. Oh, Paul's listening. Oh, if he does, what the fuck? Oh, you don't need to be talked to that way. I don't like it when Paul calls me like that. Headliner, middle, who cares?
Well, now he's going to say he was joking because now you've played it.
Thank you.
He has to defend himself.
Thank you.
But it's clear he's very upset.
As we're doing the show, LAPD just drove by. I love when cops go through red lights. Something about it looks so much fun. I do it anyway sometimes without a cop car. Just that's how much fun it looks. Sometimes I do that in the middle of the night. I'm not even joking around. Hi, Henry.
Hey.
How you doing?
Doing good.
Henry Phillips is our guest.
Hey.
We have a lot going on today here. It's fun. Katie's here.
Yeah.
I don't mind the applause.
Thanks.
Some people think, oh, it's unhip to applaud. No, it's nice. You know what? You're a guest. Show you a little respect. Anyway, but
do people really think it's unhip? Like, if you go to a really hip show, is there no applause after?
Yeah, like it was. I remember for a while at some of the clubs, should I give an intro? No, I don't need an intro. I say the whole intro, no matter where I'm at, even if I'm at Largo. He works clubs and colleges.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I think I could be talking about nothing right now, but stuff's coming out of my mouth.
Did I ever tell you the worst intro I ever had?
No.
It was in Houston. And the guy's a really nice guy, so I don't want to say anything bad about him, but he's a cop. And
he's a cop?
Yeah.
And he does comedy?
Yeah. You know, every once in a while. He's like a local guy. He's a cop, but he does comedy.
Sounds like what I want to do.
But he came up to me, and I go, well, this is, I said, hey, can I give you my intro? And he goes, actually, just tell me where you're from, I was like, well, I don't really want to. I mean, we're in Houston. I know that, you know, most of the country doesn't like when people are from L.A. for some reason. And so I just didn't want to play that up. And he's like, L.A., okay, cool. And then he goes up on stage and he goes, this is the intro. He goes, hey, everybody, this next guy that I'm bringing up is from L.A. He came all the way from L.A. to entertain you guys. So I don't want you guys goofing around. You know, we don't pay some guy from L.A. to come over here and entertain you, and you embarrass us by acting like a bunch of drunk assholes, all right? This guy gets paid. He's a professional. He's from L.A. He doesn't have time for your shit.
You swear to God?
Yeah, I'm dead serious. That's
I don't know whether
guy...
I think I like that intro.
Well,
he's
I was
right.
Scared to death. I was like, well, they're going to want to kick my ass when I get up there. You know, and then I'm going up there doing my kind of quiet thing, and I don't know. I think the show was bad as a result of that.
You're probably right. That was,
I just don't like, that being
this
set
next
up.
Guy. Hold on. Let me, hold on. This next guy is a professional. Don't go fucking around. There are a lot of fucking idiots here tonight. I know normally we got the local jag-off fucking telling their shit jokes, but this guy took a flight. Do you understand it? You know what a flight costs, you jag-offs? Now you sit there and you show him the respect he deserves. Henry Phillips, everybody.
Yeah, that was perfect.
So anyway, well, that's a fun anecdote.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I sound sarcastic, but so anyway, it's the start of the show. I got some business I got to get through.
Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff, and then we're gonna just have fun. But okay. I like to get the business out of the way.
Oh, for sure.
So Justin, a new comedian. What's your last Justin Love? I forget your last name. I mean Joey. What? Why are you staring? Good. Can help me out.
Aaron Loveland.
Yes. And that's Joey. I know. I'm sorry. I got a little confused. Hey, you know what I was thinking, Aaron, is that Aaron's also a new... He's a new comedian. Is that right? I say new comedian. Yeah, you're a newer comedian, right? So, thank you. Well, Joey's over there making me feel good about it. No, I mean, you could tell. He was like, no, that's fine. That's like... I was worried. Does that sound like newer? What do you mean? But I invited you on this party bus thing, which we talked about last week, and you didn't go. And I'm thinking, whatever you did must have been great. So we blocked out a half an hour because on keyboards tonight... Hold on one second. I'm choking over here. Is Ben Sheehan. You don't have a mic over there, Ben, but you could yell loud, hi.
Hello.
There you go. That was great. You know what? You ad-lib good. and Ben was on the party bus, and where were you? Tell us about it. It had to be crazy. Because we both thought the next day, we're like, well, no one would just pass it up to go on the party bus. It had to be like, we cannot wait to hear what he did. And then a girl we know, well, you know, Andrea, she goes, maybe he just didn't go. We're like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Oh, he just sat home. He didn't do anything fun. Shut up. She just likes shitting on people for no reason. So what did you do? You work till 4 in the morning?
What?
You're just coming up with a lie. We'll talk about it off the air. The TV, obviously, I think people know what I'm doing. It's a slow start. There's a TV on downstairs. Is that too loud?
No.
That's okay. All right. So let me take a deep breath. Ben Sheehan is over there. He's going to put keyboards. You know, maybe we need a bouncy beat like they do in church. You know that one we practice before the show? Can I have a little bit of that? Can you do a song? Do you have any songs go to that rhythm?
No.
No, you should. I think people like this.
I know, I should. It's like a slower, yeah.
My slower. Name is Henry Phillips. I like to sing a song.
What happened? That's good. I like it. It sounds good.
Oh, my God. I could sing to that music because it's a bouncy beat. Because I've been trying to sing ever since we started the show. Let me have that beat again. I wake up every day. I brush my teeth this way. I like to have a soda. Okay, enough of that. Thank you. All right, I'm a little bit out of sync, but everything's good.
Yeah.
And let me get to this over here, and then we're gonna start. Henry, I've been looking forward to having you in here.
Oh, thanks, man. I've been looking forward to doing it.
Can I tell some people some things to start out the show? Here we go. Now I'm starting.
Right, yeah.
I feel like we should just start the show from right here. But
sure.
I say that every week. I'm going to have to let go of it. It's a little bit of a sloppy opening. Henry, you could weigh in on this. Now, people all know what I'm about to say, but sometimes maybe I hit them at the right moment, and I can stop somebody. Stop buying your shit. You don't need anything. I know. Oh, yeah, Todd, that's old. You know, all we do is collect shit. But maybe there's someone right now, they know that, but they're still going, I got to get this. You don't fucking need it. You know what's great when you decide you don't need anything?
Mm-hmm.
You don't need anything. It's a lot easier. You know what I mean? Like, what do you need? You ever? I know that sounds all, oh, that's that sounds like, yo, a spiritual way to go through life. You don't need to collect shit, but apply it, right?
No, it's true. But, you know, everything's designed to make us feel like we need something.
But you don't got to fall into it. I'm not saying I don't want anything.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I don't want anything. But I was thinking this. Forget about people that are doing everything they can to try to make ends meet. They really are. 2-3 jobs and they can't. What, to me, what's more sad is somebody out there, you know this, what I'm about to say, we're like, yeah, I guess that would be a lot of America, could sell their home. Not everybody. You know, obviously, there's people that would go, I would do that if I could in a heartbeat. But there's someone out there, they live in a neighborhood, like maybe in Philadelphia, it's Newtown Square, they have like a $600,000 house, and it's been rough. They could sell it and get like a $200,000, that's all they'd pull out of it right now is $200,000 and go buy a townhouse and have no mortgage, and their whole life would be easier. But they don't want to do it because they'd be embarrassed. Like, oh, I don't want to live in that townhouse, right? There's people out there right now could have more time with their kids. All they'd have to do is turn to each other, the husband and wife, and go, look, our lifestyle, it will get easy. We'll have our house will be paid for. We can also probably pay for the car, the two cars.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a very modest life. We will have no bills. You don't have to work anymore. I can work half the amount. But they won't do it because, right?
Oh, you're preaching to the choir, yeah. I mean, I live in a, you know, one room, you know. It's basically a bachelor, you know, with a kitchen. And
that's a little too much. I mean, you need to get better than that.
Hey, no, I'm on your side. You don't have to put me down.
No, I'm just teasing.
Trying to agree.
Just simplify. No. So maybe there's someone out there right now. They went to like, go, I got to get, I guess, hey, stop. You don't need it. Oh, it's so much fun when I decide I don't need something. When I'm like, oh, I need, no, I don't. You know what it was? Mm-hmm. Can I tell you recently what it was for me? I was at the Guitar Center. And I wanted new lights for over the stage, like ones that look cooler.
Yeah.
And I was looking at them, and then I saw a laser, and I thought, oh, I could have, like, all of a sudden start playing music and I go, what am I fucking doing?
For a podcast.
Well, for people here, I like it to feel
laser
fun.
Laser show, yeah.
So stop buying shit, all right?
Yeah, that's true.
And I then, agree. Did you, it doesn't mean you can't have anything, by the way. What if someone sees me tomorrow driving a Rolls Royce? No, I mean, but I didn't get the nicer hubcaps. All right, that story.
Well, you have a nice place, though, I got to say.
All I care about in life, it doesn't have to be fancy. I like, you know, I did want a certain house, but if I lived in my home the rest of my life, I'd be happy.
Yeah, yeah.
But here's where people get confused. Like, sometimes someone will say, if I lived in my home the rest of my life, I would be very happy there. Mm-hmm. If that's where I live, to have a comfortable life, not live, you know, not just put money in the bank. But someone goes, yeah, who needs a $13 million house on the beach? I go, for what it was worth, I went, well, you don't totally understand me. I would if I could afford $100 million. If it was so minimal that I knew I could buy it, yeah, I would love a house on the beach. But I don't need it to be in debt. I'm all right. Yeah. And my car, well, like Tom Martin said, I have a Prius. But they say anything more than a Camry, you're just showing off. Well, that's what Tom Martin says.
Yeah.
No, he's got a Camry, coincidentally. How fucking how coincidental that is. Yeah, why doesn't it, you know, why can't it be a car he doesn't have so he has to go buy it? It's like I could do that too. Hey, if you're driving anything more than a Prius, you're just showing off.
Yeah.
Nah, that was a boring story. I'm going to comment on every story right afterwards. There you go. And the grilled cheese sandwich thing, I'm still begging people. Did anybody send in pictures of them eating grilled cheese sandwiches?
Nobody.
Folks, can I get a little music? Because this is more like a spiritual, very soft in the background. Ladies and gentlemen, can we get some echo?
Yeah.
When I talk to you people about grilled cheese sandwiches, I know some of you know what I'm about to tell you, but it's more than that. It's about appreciating the simple things in life. So if you really do it and you sit down and you do it, I know you think, yeah, we get it. But you really, one night you go, I'm going to do that grilled cheese sandwich thing. And you light candles and you set the table. And you learn to cherish a grilled cheese sandwich, well, then you're going to do that with everything in your life. This is just the start. God damn it. Thank you. All right, so there's that. I erased that. Hey, by the way, I had a smoke stick here, which has been saving my life. I first saw it. Who was it that I saw in Letterman? Where it's Catherine. Yell it out. Yeah, Catherine Heigl, I saw her on Letterman with it. It's a smoke stick. And I started using it. It's just basically, it's like a little cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried the first one. I got one for $15, and it sucks. And then it gives you, think, oh, they all suck. And then I got this one. I'm like, yes, you feel like you're blowing smoke. You're like, and it really has been helping me. So it's a smoke stick. Hold on, I'm even going to...
Is it vapor? Is that it?
It's vapor. It's healthy. It's basically the stuff... that you found in mouthwash and food preservatives that has been in that stuff for 50 years.
Oh,
I did a little homework.
No, that's good.
So it's totally safe, but I love
what
it.
What was it about the non-name brand one that sucked so much?
I'll tell you what it was. You couldn't get smoke out of it. It lasted so short. I brought it out one night, and like 2 minutes later, it died.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds weird, but the smoke, you need to bellow. You need to go and have smoke go bellowing out, you know? Especially like when I go camping, I don't want to go camping anymore because I don't have a cigarette because I don't smoke.
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds weird, but.
No, I hear you.
I love to smoke. You smoke still?
Not at the moment, no.
You know what? Keep smoking. It's fun.
All right.
Seriously, I would do a smoking ad, yeah. But the smoke stick. Go to their website. It's at smokestick, is that what it's called? At smokestick, www.smokestick.com. You know what? Go over there and then say why you want to quit smoking, and then they'll give 2 free smoke sticks away.
Ah.
And I'm not getting paid to say this.
Okay.
I didn't even get a free smoke stick. The guy came over today. What if I tried to be positive about smoke stick, but I ended up insulting it? Like,
yeah.
I go, no. I know a lot of people think I got a free one. I didn't. A guy came over here today. I thought he was going to give me a free one. The fucking idiot didn't give me a free smoke stick. So I really like the product.
Yeah.
They're like, well, I don't know if that's good advertisement or not. So anyway, there's that. I got that out of the way. Everything's good. I just want to go nice and slow.
Mm-hmm.
Henry, you...
Oh, it's good to be here, man.
Well, great. What if we just sit here? Can I play? Hold on. I think I got most of the stuff out of the way. Oh, yeah. One more thing. You're patient, right?
Oh, okay, sure.
We're good. I think I'm getting nervous that you're sitting across from me.
Oh, no.
But I'll get through all this stuff, and then we really will relax.
Oh, for sure.
Hopefully it's all fun. The Audible, who sponsored our show today. I just started learning about them. I know I'm like the last one to learn. Everyone I tell is like, yeah, of course, they're great. And what were you saying before the show?
Yeah, I got Steve Martin's book, Born Standing Up, on there because he did it himself.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really good book.
Oh, fantastic.
It makes people, see, that's why people say, oh, technology, no one reads anymore. Yeah, well, they do. Yeah.
It's getting easier.
Audiobooks.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, so what if you listen? It doesn't, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't, it sounds weird. I can't comprehend when I read, when I have to read it. But to listen to it, someone turned me on to it, and it's like,
yeah, especially out here in LA when you're stuck in traffic. It's
yeah,
great to listen to.
You can take in all the same information. It's like people shouldn't get upset just because you're not reading it, you know.
I know. Who got upset? I know. I'm kidding. Anyway, I make up a story then. So Audible. And they go to audiblepodcast.com/Todd Glass for free audiobook download. I don't even have to say this.
Yeah, you do.
They give me nothing. Katie goes, yes, you do. We had the, but I like it. I like it. You know what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
I'm not even joking around.
Mm-hmm.
That's the old joke. I'm going to marry it. Didn't Sarah Silverman on her show have an episode where she did, someone goes, why don't you marry it? And she married it. Like some weird thing.
I missed that one.
Didn't she marry
but
her dog?
But that's hilarious.
She married her dog?
Wasn't that it? I want to say that was it. Maybe I'm wrong.
Why don't you marry her?
I don't know.
All right, so there we go. We got that. And by the way, we got some artwork why am I so, where did it come from? It came from Kyle. Come on, help me out here. What was his name? You said it to me before the show.
You write so bad I can't read it.
Oh, this is not working. Now I'm starting to sweat.
Every week.
And then I get comfortable. I get my groove. But every week it's...
Canero?
All right, we'll get it. He sent the coolest artwork. We're going to put it up on our wall. And then we got some really cool... start leaving voice memos. You know how people can email questions? Start leaving voice memos. That'll help. We'll play them on the air. Kyle Canario. He sent the nicest thing. It's really cool. I love it. We're going to put it up on the wall. People sent some nice... I read some of the... like I said, they always are good to know. I'm trying to concentrate on the positive because we tend to concentrate on the negative ones.
Yeah.
People on iTunes, they write things. They really do. Even I do care. It's more beneficial to me to find out what people like.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, so people wrote some really nice things on there. And then somebody, we wanted a Tom Jones song. So I said, and I'm going to play this even because I'm teasing the guy a little, but I'm doing it affectionately. Do you know what you have to get ready? So I said, if you can come in and do a Tom Jones song, but really, you know, Tom Jones is great. So if you're going to do something with it, me, it just maybe make it a little more, for lack of a better word, like kick ass. Like
yeah,
really,
yeah.
Just fucking rock it. So this guy's not joking. If he's joking, he's like me a lot. That's why I don't mind teasing him. I hope he's not like me because I know I can't sing a Tom Jones song. I try to do the talking songs, you know, like where you talk it in.
Yeah.
You know, where you just like the old
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Old school. Maybe, you know, You know what I'm
no,
talking about.
No, I know, yeah, kind of.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, yeah.
Won't you come on in?
That Jack Jones used to do that,
thank
right?
you. And is he still kicking?
I saw him do the Phantom of the Opera on a telethon, and it was just like, what's that big song? Something.
Midnight.
Yeah, yeah, but he was just like, floating, falling, night unfurls its splendor. And he'd all of a sudden go into the singing, but he would just say the words.
Sometimes when they can't hit the notes, they have to change it around.
But say it so confidently. Like, it doesn't look like a disadvantage. It looks like they're doing it on purpose.
Sometimes I'm empathetic to that. I'll watch a performer, and I watch when he hits the ramp up of the My Way or something, like when I was in Vegas and we would go see the performers, and I go, I've YouTubed this person, and they used to do that. And you're like, oh, well. It's still, you know what? Still, though, it's a good show. Anyway, so play this guy's. By the way,
do we say his name?
What is his name? That's okay.
Gary Rollins,
send us in to because he was going to come in and do Tom Jones for us, a live version. So he said, send us this. Gary, I hope you're at least happy we're just playing it. But Gary, come on. Like, I feel like Simon Cowell here. There's no way. You know what reminds me of? A mutual friend that Ben Sheen and I have, Davey Wavy. We call him Davey Wavy. He's a friend of ours. We call him Davey Wavy. Uh-huh. He's like my cousin, and he works when they work at like CAA? They're in the mailroom. Is that where? Yeah. So I came. We came in there one day and we saw him. And I turned the corner. I'm like, Davey Wavy, forgetting like that. That's odd. And he's like, oh, not in front of everybody.
Yeah.
They're like, Davey Wavy. Do you have some life we don't know about? Like, you seem like a hippie. So this is this guy. I don't want to over preface it, but I will. I'll do whatever I want. I'm very insecure, and then I have moments of security. Like, I'm just picturing the person. You preface too much. That's what I fucking do. You don't like it? Flip the channel, motherfucker.
You own it.
Yeah. So play this guy singing Tom Jones. He's not joking. I mean, if he is, he can send me an email. I'll see if I believe him. Crank it up.
Love is like candy on a shelf.
He's got to be joking.
No.
Huh?
You want to taste, better help yourself. The sweetest things are there for you. Help yourself, take a few. That's what I want you to do.
What would we do if this was American Idol? And he wraps it up, faded out. Faded out. You and we're on the team. They've hired us. And you, you know, I think as performers, we want to be gentle.
Yeah,
what would you really do?
I'd say you sound very enthusiastic when you sing, and that's good. I think that the pitch needs a little bit of work. And
a lot of times I couldn't hear the song in the monitors, so I wasn't able to hear it. But I think I could do a lot better if you passed me to the next level. Can I try it again? Can I do it again?
Sure, and this time I'll pay more attention so I can have a more accurate critique.
Can you start the song over again? I'm sorry. Thank you so much for letting me do this.
Yeah, let's hear a little bit. Okay, right here it sounds good.
No, can you put some reverb in my mic? I'm like Todd Glass.
This is fine.
Guy plugs my show on American Idol.
Love is like candy on a shelf. You want to taste, better help yourself.
Oh.
The sweetest things are there for you.
I know what it is. I know what it is.
Take a few.
I'll stop abruptly right now.
Yeah, your singing stinks.
Oh, is it that?
Yeah, that's the problem.
Now I feel bad.
I was saying pitchy, and I thought maybe the pitch was the only problem, but I'm like, okay, it's just the whole, your entire singing sucks.
Can I try it again?
You can, but do it differently, though.
Henry, if you were really on the show, would you let someone go that many times? No, seriously, I appreciate it. You're you on the show, by the way.
Yeah,
in my bit, you're Henry Phillips.
Oh, sure.
You just got hired on American Idol.
Can I try it again? Oh, sure.
Okay, let me try it again. I think I can. I think it's... No, it's going to be so much better. I mean, I can feel it in my fucking ass and my balls. I'm not shitting around. Watch this.
Love is like candy on a shelf.
Mm-hmm, yeah. He tries to fix it up.
You want to taste, better help yourself.
Yeah, baby.
The sweetest thing.
I'll stop abruptly right now.
Okay.
That's how I make the bad edits work.
Okay, so I think I can get a little bit more specific. I mean, your singing definitely does stink. But also that song is like a joke. Like, nobody actually likes that song for real. It's
what
sort
are you
of
talking
like
about?
People like it ironically.
First of all, let's stop the bit. Do you really think that?
No, I don't know. I was just trying to get more specific, and I started attacking the song. It was a weird choice of songs. It was anachronistic.
What if Tom Jones listens?
Well, I doubt he does.
All right, there we go. So I have everything. Stop buying shit. And then we're going to play a little of your work in a little while. Stop buying shit, people. I told you that. We got nice tweets. Mm-hmm. Leave voice memos. I have a special episode we're going to talk about for an hour and a half. I hope it's 2 hours. I got Shannon Lee called me. And we finally spoke. She's the child therapist. Yeah. And we talked about, people go, well, you know, just like certain comedians are into politics, I guess with me it's more social issues.
Yeah.
And my passion in life, and I, by the way, I was not hit as a kid, but it has nothing to do with that, is that that's to me is the problem with the whole world, that some reasonably intelligent people go, they'll say this. Here's what, well, you try not to, to never. And I'm not talking about hitting. I'm talking about in the guidelines of what proper hitting is. Not mm-hmm. abuse, but proper hitting. Even that, I think, is crazy wrong. And I enjoyed talking to her on the phone because she goes, you're not crazy. It's the world's problems. It mm-hmm. sounds cheesy, but when you don't teach a child how to deal with their anger in any other way but a physical way, she goes, it's atrocious. It's 2011. I go, I love you already. I want. So we're going to do an hour and a half. Not, we'll do the normal show like this, and then that'll be like an hour and a half. I want that way. That's why I have the podcast, because I want to be able to do things like that. Mm-hmm. So Shannon Lee called me the other day. Now, here we go that's our world's problem. You know what isn't our world problems, Henry? I'm curious if you agree on this. I think,
okay.
Here's my new statement. I think we might have talked. I'm scared shitless that I'm repeating things on the podcast, which I know I have.
Well, I know that feeling. I'm already wondering if I already told that story about the intro in Houston time I was here.
It's all right. It's my show. I do whatever I want.
No, but I mean, that's got to happen all the time, right?
I have an idea. It'll make you feel better and me feel better.
All right.
We have a new opening. Can we get a little piano music? Little bouncy beat. See you, Justin. Son of a bitch. Hope your career goes in the shitter, too. People stop by to hang out, and then they leave. Fuck them all. You're going nowhere. There's nothing better going on tonight than this podcast. And there's some truth to that.
Yeah.
Where's he rushing? I'd like the camera crew to follow him to see what he's doing that's more important. All right, here we go. Hi, you're listening to the Todd Glass Show, Henry Phillips. Do you like shows where people talk about the same thing? You might hear topics that have been repeated. Join Henry this week as he tells some fresh, new, exciting stories and might dabble into some stories you already heard. If that's what you like prefacing? Huh? Do you like when stories go to right and the left and get off track and come back on? Do you like when comedians talk about serious and silly issues? If you like all that, listen to the show. If you don't, turn it off. I'm not shitting around. Anything past this point, it's your responsibility. I have told you, this is what we fucking do. You have a mental instability if you go, well, I don't want to hear that, and I don't want to hear this, and I certainly don't want to hear stories, then fucking leave us alone. Okay, now, talk about the worst intro you ever got.
Well, it was weird, and I don't want to offend the guy, because he's a very nice guy, but he's a policeman, actually, in Houston, and he asked me where I was from, and I was like, well, I don't want to say where I'm from because people don't like people.
Good
in LA.
Stuff.
Yeah.
You're
but anyway,
entertaining.
The intro he gives me, and I'd like to hear you do a version of his intro that's a little bit more committed than mine after I do it. But he basically goes, this guy's from LA. So, you know, he didn't get all the way over here on a plane to entertain you fucks, to have you guys drinking and belching. You know, he's a better person than you are.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I got to tell you, as you're telling me that, there's something about it. I sort of go, I like it. Like, he's like, you know, I picture the guy. He's like,
all right, listen up, you dumb son of a bitches. We got a professional here. Not one of the local jag-offs from every week you guys talk through. Now, I want you to shut the fuck up. Because let me tell you something, you. Hey, fucknut over in the corner. You all talk through his show. He goes back to L.A. He goes, don't do it. Then we don't get good comics. Henry Phillips.
You know what's funny is I think both of our retellings of it got better the
I
second
time
around.
I think we fixed
around.
It up.
Yeah.
Tell me about that story about the guy who gave you the worst intro.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I don't want to offend him because he's a nice guy. But all right. he's a fireman and he's a...
Can I play some work? I want to... we're going to talk about Walking Dead later.
Oh,
Audible.
I love that show.
It's exciting for me. Walking Dead?
Sure.
I just started watching it. I love it.
Well, have you caught it from the beginning?
No, I'm just starting to. Katie got me hooked on it. And I know Hardwick does like a whole...
He does The Talking Dead. That's on after now.
And that's this Sunday, right?
Yeah,
so what
Sundays.
Episode are you on?
I'm not on it.
Oh, wait. How many have you seen?
Oh, just one.
Oh, just the one. Oh.
And I liked it.
Oh, that's great. No, no,
I just, I'm just so
you're
new.
You're in for it. You're in for it.
Yeah. I've watched... So I'm very excited. And then... hey, think we can? I have a friend and his girlfriend are going Sunday to see the Chris Hardwick thing. Maybe they can get me. Maybe they can get the son.
Oh,
isn't
to the Talking Dead.
Yeah. Can they get the VIP seats? I'll have to talk to Chris. Anyway, I don't know what I'm talking about.
The one I saw last night, and I don't. Is it okay if I spoil it for everybody? If I
already saw it.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah.
Well, what about the listeners?
Well, that's all right.
This will have been a week. They had more than enough time.
People don't know.
They cure the whole thing, the whole disease that the whole show is based on. Yeah. No, they cure it. Yeah.
Are you lying?
No, and so now it's just they're all kind of sitting around, just sort of like high fiving and stuff, and just being like, "That was weird, wasn't it?" And. And then one guy gets in trouble with the law.
You should do movie reviews. Anyway. So listen. So we're here. Now, we should probably lock that. Let's do something real quick.
Right.
Okay, hold on. We're going to do the news, Walking Dead. I'm excited about that. Chris's thing is Sunday, Chris Hardwick. We cross-promote the Talking Dead.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
cross-promote a lot. Chris talks for me. I plug his thing. We're a team.
It's great, too. He has, like, you know, he had Robert Kirkman on. He's had... He's had comedians on. It's just fun.
I've never heard him mention your show. No, I mean on the show.
He
but
hasn't.
I'm
he
sure
hasn't.
He has.
We got the. We're gonna. So.
So I by cross promote, you mean?
Well, yeah. Well, I talk about it, and he allows me.
It's still going across.
He actually. It is. Yeah. Thank you. He actually asked me not to mention him anymore. What if that's how untrue my stories were? Not only does he not mention me, he goes, Todd, I need you not to mention me. I know your show's great, and I love it, but you know,
yeah.
Don't. Okay, so we got all this out of the way.
Okay.
This is so exciting because now I can just enjoy myself. Aaron's here. Joey's here. It's just all fun. Ben Sheehan.
Yeah.
I don't know what you can you. I'm going to ask you a question when we go to break. So let's take a break. You know what I feel like doing? Something to start this show off with some fun, some rock and roll.
Okay.
All right. Let's really just. It's a great song. I think you're going to like it. It'll put everybody in a good mood. Okay. And then we'll come back and we're going to just commit to Henry Phillips. And it's going to be a fun show with Henry. We're hear some songs he's done, which, by the way, that's okay.
Okay.
And then you'll hear some songs you haven't done. But I'm not even kidding you. I always say compliments are nice, but when you get them, sometimes it's awkward, so I'll look the other way. But I like love to hear the new songs that you haven't done yet. I was doing another podcast with you a few weeks ago, and you did a song I never heard before.
Oh, that's
and
right.
I always totally enjoy it. So
Okay. Anything
you have, don't be shy. This is a good place. And if there's one or two that you've done that I want you to do again, you don't mind?
Oh, of course not.
All right, so here we go. We'll take a break. We'll be right back right after this.
I try, I can't get enough of Todd Glass. When I'm sitting back at home and I'm listening on my podcast and I'm listening to the Todd Glass Show, I can't believe how much I don't really know about things and this and that and stuff.
Oh, audible.com? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Audible.
Oh, we're back.
I just wanted to tell you that about them. They're really good.
No, I love them. I've used them before. They're fantastic.
Yeah, that's why, because we're not on the air yet, are we?
No.
Yeah, that's why when they came to me, I'm like, you know what? I didn't want to talk about something I wasn't really passionate about.
No, I know. And so I'm glad you. I mean, I just did a 14-hour trip, and it just went by like that, just because I was listening to Audible.com. Yeah.
Hey, people think, oh, what do we do before the cell phone? I wonder what I did before Audible.
I know, but let's not say this when we're on the air, because people are going to think we're shameless.
No, that's why I won't. I give them the pre-read copy.
Of course,
I don't say this. It's funny you say that, because a friend of mine goes, "Why don't I know how much you feel about them? Why don't you say it on the show?" I go, "It looks
It just looks like you're being cheesy." You know
what I think? Oh, we're going back on.
Okay, hush about the Audible.
Yeah, don't mention them. They're good though.
They are.
I mean, I really like them. All right, here we go. All right, we're back. All righty, we're back. I go to the very generic. We're back.
Yeah.
I'd like to fill this audience in, Henry, with some of your work.
Okay.
You've done because some of our audience knows your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind if I call it stuff?
Yeah, stuff is better than work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it works?
It's, not really.
I don't know if that meant anything. Edit that out. That's my new show. It's going to call Edit That Out. Maybe not. Edit that out. No, seriously, edit that out and edit the out. Let me play some of your stuff, and let me see what I have here. Now, this song was probably in its time. You did this song when you first started comedy. It's probably, even though you hear it now, it's probably a little edgy.
Oh, you'll probably be playing some of my first CD then from the
play this
stuff.
Play yeah. this. I love this.
Thank you.
There was an old farmer who lived on a rock. He sat in the meadow just shaking his head.
That's
no.
That's not me. Oh, you're just queuing it up.
Is that no. Keep playing it. I want.
That's
to
not hear. Me.
Oh no. This. I. The only I like about this.
That's not.
It's
me
like
at all.
I always think you're going to say the curse word, and then for a lot of people listening back then, they were like, not back then, like it's 100 years ago. But
I don't even know who that is or when that was.
Shut
that's
up. Shut
not
up.
Me.
Play the rest of it.
Is that some boys who were down by the creek, their feet in the water, their hands on their marbles and playthings, and at 4:30. There came a young lady, she looked like a pretty
yeah, I mean, I agree. It's,
creature.
It's funny, and it's a misdirection.
I know you're shy, but listen to this.
It's not,
listen.
It's not
listen
shy,
to
it's not my song.
Listen.
And white fluffy duck.
Let it go.
She said she was learning a new way to bring up her
Well, see, the thing
so
is, that's not even my
not
it's not my material. I feel
stop,
bad because it is funny, and people are probably laughing out there right now, but it's not material. It's not my own stuff.
Listen, can you let it play even if it's not you?
Okay, sure.
Can I just listen to the song? I
of
like
course,
it. And it
course.
Is you, by the way. I wouldn't do this to you. I'm not disrespectful. It's you.
It's
Can I
me.
Tell you something? I used to think the same thing. People would come up to me after a show and go, remember you did that bit? And I remember thinking I was like, stop this. It's my bit. I wouldn't forget it. And then one time, I go, you're fucking right. I used to do that. And that's
No, I've had that happen. But in this case, I'm positive that's not me.
There was an old farmer who
See, I don't
lived
even sound
on
like
a rock. He sat in the meadow just shaking his fist at some boys who
that
were
out.
Down by the creek.
When did you know when you wrote that song? When did you write that song?
Well, see, this is kind of awkward because I guarantee you that's not my material that you're playing there. It's
Does anybody want to ask Henry
it's not
about
mine
that
at all.
Song?
Well,
anybody
they
have
can
any
ask,
questions?
But it's not my stuff.
Anybody?
Yeah, I just want to know who inspired that. Was that Lennon? Did you pull that from your musical taste? Like
well,
was it
I mean,
deeper?
It sounds like it was inspired by the song that the kids used to sing, you know, in third grade. But
well, hey, I'll tell you what I like about it.
It's not my material. That's okay. Why I can't really answer.
It reminded me of George Carlin in a way, only because it was very... You just sort of these words that no one's supposed to say.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then
you, yeah. And
you
then
go
you dance
right
around
up
him.
To, so you did do it.
No, but I that does just because I
Why
understand.
Why would you know that?
Just because I understand
right.
the joke.
Let's not
mean
be silly. Let me play something else. Now, you, I didn't even know this. This is a song, and you really did it in a fun, magical way. Talk about dancing and all the ways people
Oh, I
dance.
Know which one you're talking about.
Yeah,
you're
play
talking
this.
About The Fight. That's the last song of my... Well, that's not it.
Oh, Americans dance on a dance floor.
That's not me.
The Spaniards, they dance on a table.
This is good.
This is
and
Alan
the
Sherman.
Russians, they dance on
this
a
is
table.
A classic Alan
Sherman. But the Mexicans dance on their hats. Oh, they dance on hot coals.
I fucking love this.
Yeah, but this is from like the 1950s. I believe it's Alan Sherman. He's the same guy who did the ad.
Yes, the Mexicans dance on their hats. There are Mexicans dancing.
Fake this out.
The hello, Mata.
I love this. I know.
I think it's great.
Would that be the worst host in the world to shush you? You're trying, and you're right, by the way. And you're educating him to make this show better. He goes, shh. Let me play one more of your songs in this song. I don't, you know, here's
well, you haven't played any of my songs yet.
Henry,
these are not my
Henry,
songs.
I always tell myself,
I'm not being modest.
Shh.
Okay.
Shh. Shh.
Okay.
Shh. I always tell it's people on this show, Katie's looking out at the cars driving down the street. I'm worried my ratings are slipping. Katie's like, oh, my God, that's a Mazda Miata. What's Todd rambling on about with Henry, who seems to just be in the same space he's in?
Yeah.
So anyway, this at home, I always say if you're in the middle of a bit and then you're not sure how it's going.
Okay.
Sometimes when I'm on the show, I wait till after the show. I go, oh, is that bit right? But I always say, do what I do at home. Stop the bit. Now, this bit we're doing, I'm going to defend it. And I love
oh,
that
yeah.
you're playing. You are selling it. Sometimes you lose certain people halfway through. You're really committing to it. It's not going to be funny all the way through, but it's going to get there. The
yeah.
more I say, oh, this is good. We're not there yet, but we'll get there. I might have lost faith of the people even in this room. They're
yeah.
like, we get it. The songs aren't his, and he's going to keep doing it. All right, it's
I think,
over.
I think, like, there's that critical moment 3/4 into the bit where you really need to commit
Thank you.
Suicide. Oh, wait, what did you think I was going to say?
Oh.
Sorry.
I don't even listen.
That was perfect.
Thank you. No, listen. All listen. Right. Okay, play this next one. And I didn't even know you were Jewish. I love this song. Can I tell you something?
A Jewish guy's. Okay.
Stop. Come on. You're ruining everything. Well, this, no, is you... a, this is a fun. It's silly, but I like it.
Harvey and Sheila Harvey.
Hop on the Gila.
And Sheila Harvey. And Sheila.
I agree. It's very funny.
They met.
It's Harvey.
Did you ever meet? Shut this off. It's a Hava Nagila. Hold on. So people can appreciate this. Go YouTube Hava Nagila. And I love what you did with this because it's Harvey. It's poppy, and it's so quick for people to write this type of stuff off. But you know what? I fucking YouTubed it today, and I listened to it. Play the rest of this song, well, and then I want to ask you a ton of questions.
But there is a little awkward glitch here.
What?
That's not me.
All right. That's, you know what? You're fun, and it's good to have you on the show.
No, but I don't want
to. Play it. Play
I don't want to take
crank
credit.
It up loud so I can't hear him.
Harvey and Sheila.
See, that's
Harvey
not me at all.
And Sheila Harvey.
I mean,
and Sheila Holmes.
And what's awkward about it is it's better than the stuff that I do, so it's going to be weird when I go into my actual material. Everybody's going to be a little
shut it off.
And Sheila Harvey.
I love it.
I
love it.
Too.
It's fun.
I think it's fantastic.
When did you write that?
I did not write it.
Come on, Henry. You're ruining my show.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing a bit. I'm not trying to.
If this isn't a bit, I'm not doing a bit either.
I know, and that's why I want to clear it up. And there might be people out there going, "Well, maybe Henry did that." But I
play the first song again. Play the first song. Maybe he'll remember.
See,
the
that's
first
not
song.
Me either.
Listen. Now, let me pause here. I love what you fucking do because it's like you go right up. I think if I remember the song correctly, he plays with his cock.
Yeah,
and you
think
you are like one fucking hair away from saying cock, and then, and it's fun. And I know some people, I get it. There's people out there going, oh, that's, you know, I like it. I'll tell you this. First, when I heard it, I thought, boom, 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 boom. Who couldn't do it? But
yeah,
I mean, like, you think I'm going to go like this with the boom, 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 boom. You know, my name is Todd Glass. I have a podcast. It's not that easy. So play it again. I love it. You go right up. You're like, you think you're going to say cock. The guy's got his hand on his cock, and you go the other way. How did you think to do that?
I didn't write that song. That's what I'm trying to say. And
can I tell you? Can I play it for you again?
It is a very clever idea. No, I mean,
see, it is your song. I know what you're fucking doing. You're complimenting yourself.
No, no,
shut the fuck up.
No,
shut the fuck up, Henry.
I am not doing
that. Oh, well, maybe it is clever, I guess. No, when did you write it? Come on, answer the question.
It's a very funny song. It's clever.
Henry, why are you being so modest? Play it again. Maybe you're embarrassed. Listen to the song.
I'm
there
only...
was an old farmer who lived on a rock. He sat in the meadow just shaking his fist at some boys who were down by the creek.
That's fun.
That'd be funny if he actually did say God. Like he's just shaking his cock. And everybody's like, oh, I thought it was going to be one of the songs
Henry,
that doesn't do it.
That's a great fucking
let's write a song for next time. Where,
Henry,
where you do, yeah.
You've got to just do something real quick. Can you put reverb in his mic, please? People come to see you and you start the song. And everyone's heard it enough. And then you have to come up with the most vulgar, you know. Go ahead.
One time I was hanging out with my friend Chris Tucker. And we met a girl and we wanted to fuck her. And there's like no twist at all. It's like, let's just say in the bad word.
Come on, just do it with the C word. You have to.
Okay.
You can think of it. It doesn't have, this is not in your act. This can be a little bit forced.
I went behind the 7-Eleven and peed in the alley. No, wait. And when I was done, I shook off my cock. Doesn't even rhyme. It's like there's nothing clever about it.
Do the C word, the woman.
Oh, yeah. So, wait, I'm trying to remember the verse. That there was an old man who went down. What you want me to do the one?
You're rhyming the word.
All right, let me try.
It's so immature what I'm doing right now.
Oh, yeah.
I just have to think of the word that rhymes with that.
There once was a girl who pulled a weird stunt. She went to a guy and she fingered her cunt.
What
if somebody just comes in right now? They're going to be like, this guy's songs are terrible. They're not even clever. They're not witty. And they're kind of offensive, I think.
No, what of the odds.
There's nothing cool about that at all.
Someone said, you got to listen to the Todd Glass Show. It's really funny. Someone, some reason, they download it right in between. They don't know why.
Well, they skip around.
Yeah,
and
then,
like,
boom, here's what they come to.
Yeah. I once hung around with my good friend Enos. He took out his balls and he played with his cock.
Wait, that's sort of funny because it's wrong.
So it's like you thought I was going to say penis, but I said cock.
You do go the other way, but with just a word
that
doesn't
rhyme. Yeah,
but just
a different word that's also offensive. Yeah. No, see, that would be great. And then I'm talking to the club owner, and the guy's like, no, the whole point is that you don't say the bad words. And I'm like, no, but the thing is, you think I'm going to say penis,
and then
I say cock.
Yeah, I get it, but it's still, could you do one more for me? I don't know how
I can think of it.
Hey, you know what, this Wayne Brady, you've got to do, it's not that hard.
Well,
Henry Phillips
good.
Is doing this, like, right off the fly.
There once was an old man who had an old clock. He took out his penis and played with his cock.
You both.
What the hell was that?
My laugh is like a... That's my real laugh. It's like a crowing chicken sometimes. But sometimes when something's so funny to me, I can't laugh.
What if there was a guy... What if there was like a singer-songwriter that's like, hey, man, you know... I know it's offensive or whatever, but that's what the guy really did, you know? I mean, who am I to come in and change the story to make it less offensive for you? I mean, he really did pull out his penis and played with, and I didn't want to say penis again, so I changed it to cock, because you don't, in music, you don't want to say the same word several times. You know?
What's the worst intro you ever got?
I know exactly where it was. It was Houston, Texas, and I don't want to say anything bad about the guy. He's probably a nice guy, but he's a fireman.
Hey, next week I'm having a show. You know, I'm very into hitting kids, and I'm having a show. I met Shannon Lee called me. So, you know, I'm pro. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't believe in hitting children, and we're going to have...
It'd
be funny. We go through the whole... Anyway, right, that bit's over. We're bailout. Okay. People really are connecting with Eddie Pepitone's name for the bits on our show. They're called We're Bailouts. Sometimes you're doing a bit... You know what? Hey... sometimes on, you know, when you have to do a bit on television, it's hard because the bits can be funny and not in an isolated area. That's why sometimes telling somebody about an idea for a sketch is sometimes funnier than actually doing it, because you can just go to the isolated funny part. So that's what we do on the show. Sometimes things are funny, then you don't have an ending. Boom, end them. You don't go on for another 2 minutes. Well, maybe I do.
Building an act where you're doing 3 minute long songs. And one of them's ten, and none of them are very good.
Hey, that's a good question. Do you ever, because you're right, when we're in the middle of a joke, we can get out of it pretty quick if they're not buying it, or we just get tired of doing it. But do you ever, in the middle of a song, just find out comedic ways to just fucking get out of them?
Yeah, I mean, cheap, lazy ways, you know. But yeah, the reality is if I go, okay, apparently that one's eating shit, okay. So I'm not going to do it, you know.
At least you're in the moment. No, I'm serious.
Clever.
Like, I've seen sketch groups. It's I'm not making fun of them. It's hard. It's like, you know, they're all on stage going, this isn't working. And I thought, God, I like the concept that you finish it, you commit, you don't just giggle out of it. Oh, as much as I respect that, I don't think I could be in a sketch show unless we made a commitment to each other. Yes, stay in character. You don't laugh. You really commit. But hey, in the event that something's going down. Mm-hmm. In the group I want to be in, we're fucking saying something.
Yeah,
we ain't plowing through the shit sketch to the very end, right?
Oh yeah, no. Well, and then
does that make sense? What I'm saying?
Absolutely, it does. And and I have the luxury of being able to do that because I'm playing in shit rooms. And,
well, you know, Henry,
nobody's there in the audience anyway.
Don't say that.
But no, and also
not when I see you.
No, but also
Henry, are you listening?
Yeah, yeah.
I want you to be positive about yourself. You're very talented.
Thanks. No, I was insulting you because in my scenario, I'm opening for you, and there's shit rooms with shit crowds. But no, I'm kidding.
You don't have to say no. You're kidding. I know you are.
I'm kidding.
I know I'm respected. You don't think I know? Come on. When I walk around, people. So anyway, let me play one more of your songs.
Okay.
Okay. Here you go.
I love this one.
I really love this one.
This. Is it? All right, so it doesn't sound like me. Unless it's somebody else doing it.
Shh. Shut up.
I think somebody might have orchestrated
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Alan
It's not me.
Always sit together.
This is Alan Sherman again.
Every single
not, okay. It's,
munching popcorn from a dish while observing Dorothy Gish.
I'm telling you, this is
Dorothy Gish.
This is a different guy.
Pause this. You know what I like about this? You mentioned these shows that even me, and I'm not, you know, 20 anymore. What did you do? You watched TV Land and you just pulled up all these old shows? It's a tribute to old television.
I've been doing radio now for 16 years, and I've never had this happen once. This is actually unheard of. I think this tape might go viral because this is such an awkward situation.
Play the first song again.
Yeah.
I feel like I want...
There was an old farmer who lived on a rock. Sat in the middle.
Hold on, pause it. Hey, America. Everybody listening to the show, Katie, they download in China, you say?
Yeah.
Where else? Rip through some of these places. People, we're going,
China,
it's fucking out of control. I never thought it would get this big.
This is insane. But it's like, this is going to be one of the biggest mishaps in audio history.
Henry.
Because that is not me. And this is going to be, it's going to be that thing. It's like, well.
Close your eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think you're listening to what I'm saying. I think you're embarrassed because it's a little bit of a cheesy song. But you know what the truth is? Yeah. Anybody out there that's thinking, all right, I'm better than that song. It's, I went to the ocean, I pulled out my...
Yeah.
There's still something fun about it. Listen to it again, but try to forget you wrote it.
Okay, but see, I didn't write it.
When did you write it?
I actually didn't.
What's the worst intro you ever got?
That's an easy one. See, now that I can answer. I was in Houston, Texas. There was a cop, and he's a pretty nice guy, so I don't want to say anything bad about him.
Play the first song again. I'm serious. I want people to stop the bullshit. This is a funny song.
And I
play it again, and listen, and don't pretend you wrote it. Can I? Hold on. Stop it. Mm-hmm. Can you do me a big favor? Just answer the questions honestly, Ben, really loud. Just get into it. You may pretend you didn't write it.
Okay.
When did you write this song? Well, I love it. I love it, and it's a silly song, and it's campy, but it's great. Hey, Henry, should we play his song?
Did he write the song?
Yeah, he wrote it.
Okay.
He wrote it.
Well, then
I forgot he wrote it.
Okay, cool.
You're right. Oh, my God. Did I say you wrote it?
Yeah, that's what you've been saying the whole time.
I know where I'm going with this by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to bring people right along with me.
You've been saying that.
I do still think you wrote it, but this is the trick I get you to.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, Henry, he wrote it. I'm sorry. I thought it was you.
Okay.
Will you tell me if you like it since you didn't write it?
I love the song. I think it's very good.
Play the song.
There was an old farmer who lived on a rock. He sat in the meadow just shaking his fist.
Now, what do you think he's going to say?
Well, I think we're supposed to think that he was going to say cock.
What does he say?
Fist, I believe.
Say it.
That some boys who were down by...
Now, what do you think? Play more. Play from the beginning. Play from the beginning again.
There was an old farmer who lived on a rock. He sat in the meadow just shaking his fist at some boys who
I think
were
it's
down
fun.
By the
so did you like it?
Their feet in the
How about,
water,
pause it. Did you like it? Did you like
I
it?
I liked it. I think
then
it's a
you
good
wrote
song.
It and admit it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Can I do my version of it?
I get nervous when everyone in the room looks at me like I'm derailing.
Here's another way to screw up the song here.
Okay, go ahead.
There was an old farmer who had a nice life. He sat on a rock just fucking his fishing with his pole. Like, you actually... You say the fucking part before you get to the...
I know exactly what you mean. Do a little more. It's... By the way, there's no rules for this one. You're a guy. Hold on.
Right.
You're a guy. I'm gonna set you up to do a fun character, at least for me, because I'm high. I think I feel better when I let people know. That way they go, I still feel that's true. When I say I'm high, it's sort of saying, be gentle with me. And some people say I shouldn't say it. I said it. Mm-hmm. So for this character, you saw a guy do this song for real. Like,
okay.
There was an original group that came up with the song,
as silly as
it is. You saw it, but you're like a thief.
Yeah, and I'm trying to...
you're dumb. And you're just, there's no sense. Yours just goes every direction. Sometimes you just break it in the wrong place, but you think you're doing what you... Okay, go ahead.
Hey, everybody.
Can I introduce you?
This is a new song that I just wrote.
Okay.
There was an old farmer who pulled a weird stunt. He hung out and fucked a lady by the river, and then he didn't know where he was. And on top of her vagina, there was a piece of... Then they went to the... Oh boy, that was—it's like the guy is trying to steal it, but he doesn't have the clever instincts that the original guy has.
He just thinks because he pulled. Yeah. He, I'm trying to think of curse words, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
He walked outside of his house. Say, he was doing his laundry. He said to his wife, "Can you get some vinegar?" He said that he was, no, that wouldn't make sense. I think. Okay, Henry, I'd like to. We're going to do two things. We're going to do a lot today.
Okay.
You did a song when we were on the last show together about a guy. Okay, should, how's it work? Because I don't want to. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't want to be talking. You know when I'm the guy who explains the song? Do the one where the girl dies at the end. That's
oh, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Do you know what song I'm talking about? The first one about a guy who dies.
Oh, on the show that we just did a couple weeks ago. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you do a little bit of that?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And then we'll take a break.
And this is by request.
Quick break.
Well, I was 21 years old when I married my sweetheart, and we swore that we would love each other forevermore. We lived happily ever after on a farm by the hillside, and each day was better than the one before. This is one of my few country songs. Well, except, of course, for this one day when she was out tilling the land, and she fell off her tractor and got run over by the rotary. And as I held her in my arms, I'll never forget those words that she said to me. She said, "Baby, I guess I'm gonna wait for you in heaven." Well, a couple days went by, and eventually I just sort of got over it. And I started hanging out with some 21-year-old beach bunny. We went out to California and got a place by the ocean, and each day was pleasant as can be. Well, except in course for this one day when she was out there shredding on the waves, and she slashed up on a rip curl and got dragged out to sea. And as I was laying there on my beach blanket, I'll never forget those words that she shouted across to me. She said, "Baby, I guess I'm gonna wait for you in heaven." Well, when my time finally came, I was standing at the pearly gates, and my first wife was there, and she said, "See, baby, I told you I was gonna wait for you." But it was kind of this awkward situation, 'cause Beach Bunny was right behind her, and she had told me she was gonna wait for me too. Well, I didn't know what to do, so I thought I'd make some dumb joke, and I said, "Hey, well, maybe we could all just have a threesome." And the good Lord didn't take kindly to my joke, and nothing I could say would appease him. And that's when I was stricken down to hell. So the moral of this story is, if you're ever in some weird love triangle and both of your loves die in some horrific but geographically relevant injury, don't try to ask God for a threesome in heaven, or you're gonna end up in hell just like me. Yeah, you'll end up in hell just like me.
Henry Phillips, everybody. From L.A. He's a professional, you motherfuckers. That's Henry Phillips, you son of a bitches. That's quality shit.
I love that song.
Thanks.
Yeah, I really like that.
In Heaven, I call it. Which, you know, there is a country song that's something like, you know, "I'll wait for you." And it's about that thing. But it's like, but people get married. Everybody, I mean, even like I would imagine Christian people get married after a loved one dies. They remarry. I don't know, maybe not.
Yeah,
but,
no, I mean, I would think so.
So if somebody's going to be waiting for you, isn't that going to be awkward when you get up there? Which is the whole song, so I don't want to repeat. But
the first country song you ever wrote, I want to play it.
And, oh, okay.
Tell me if this was inspired.
That is the first country song that I've ever written. I actually don't write a lot of country ones.
Did you, when you wrote this song here, play this song?
Well, it might not be country.
Oh, you wrote this. I know you wrote this.
Well, let's hear it. Oh.
There was
No. This is that one we just had.
This is the same song?
This is the one that you already had.
I don't think it is.
Same song.
See? Can I think what you're missing? Pause it. Stop it.
No, that's the same
song. You understand that there's nothing. All right, the bit's over. We're bailout.
Bailout.
Hey, let's take a break real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
And now when I come back, are you ready with the break music? When I come back, I'm going to ask you what the worst intro you ever got was.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. Cliffhanger.
I had a rag doll, the only doll I ever owned.
was good.
River Deep, Mountain High.
Mm-hmm.
That's done by, oh, I forget who that was done by, but I liked it. I YouTube River Deep, Mountain High, mm-hmm. by most notoriously sung by Tina Turner.
Mm-hmm.
And I YouTubed it. I couldn't believe how many great versions there are of it. I thought there were. Tina Turner's is probably the best.
Yeah.
Anyway, so where'd you grow up?
I grew up, well, several places. Born in New York City, moved to Englewood, New Jersey.
How is it there in Englewood?
Englewood, it's beautiful.
Is it really?
It's a well-kept secret. It's absolutely beautiful.
No, is it?
It really is. It's a nice little town. We used to walk all the time to school, and it was nice.
I didn't even know. I swear, I didn't even know you grew up in L.A. for some reason.
Oh, no. We moved out to L.A. when I was, I guess, about 12. About
your family
82.
Did?
Yeah.
Like your mom? What was your dad like? What was your dad moving out here for?
My parents are actors. Yeah.
You swear to God?
For real.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
you know what Zach Galifianakis told me?
What's that?
That your dad owns a sod farm.
No, that's actually not true.
Is that totally a lie?
No. They're actors.
And this seems like a cheesy question, but mm-hmm. No, not a cheesy question. Would they have done any? Are you being totally serious?
I'm dead serious.
Okay, I believe you. That first song that you wrote. Did you write that song?
No, be honest.
I'm trying to break you down.
I did write it. I was doing a bit where I didn't write it.
I knew you wrote it.
Yeah.
And that's why I was going to call you on it.
Well, I thought you knew I was doing a bit.
No, that's an old song. You stole it.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I knew you. That didn't make sense. Like, after all that, I talk you into it.
Yeah.
And I go, well, you stole it from this guy, but you were just shutting me up.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, that's out. We're out of that bit.
Okay, yeah.
People get nervous there. Whenever you derail, and I'll admit when I derail, I got a little derailed. So, you know what? I could choose your next song. That's just the way the show's going to work now. Okay?
Sounds good.
Let's cut the shit.
All right.
I don't got fucking, 30 minutes to mollycoddle you in between each song. I want the song where you sing about growing up. Do that one.
Oh, okay.
I'd be the worst host in the world.
Do that one.
Do the one where you talk about growing up now.
I will do that.
Why am I yelling into the mic?
This is actually another country song.
Aaron Loveland, you can laugh out loud. It makes me feel... I can't hear it. Maybe it's my earphones. I blame it on the earphones. You know what? I need new earphones, Katie. I can't hear Aaron laughing.
But you hear the guitar okay.
I hear the guitar fine.
Song about growing up.
I like the reverb in the mic. It sounds good. You make my pants want to get up and dance. I'm going to call that my new CD.
Well, I remember growing up, didn't have a care in the world, smoking cigarettes out by the old church parking lot while the other kids were going to kindergarten. Slashing Father Patrick's tires with a rusty old knife, throwing rocks at old Lady Watson, embezzling money from my dad's flower shop and using it so that I could buy hookers and drugs. I guess there's some things that'll never change. Here we go. Milk, milk, lemonade, round the corner fudges made, Batman smells and Robin laid an egg. Just put your finger in the hole, and now you have a Tootsie Roll. And me Chinese, me make pee-pee in your coat. You know, Todd, it's funny because we were talking about Englewood, New Jersey, and I remember when I was growing up, my dad gave me this little bag of marbles that he used to play with as a kid, and he wanted me to have them, and I was probably about 10 or 11, and I just used to get so much enjoyment. I used to take those marbles, and I'd throw them at little Michael, who lived across the street, and I guess at one point I hit him in the side of the head, in the temple, and his head started to bleed. This is hilarious. And... I don't know, I guess my brother and I didn't want him to tell his parents or whatever, so we locked him in this little basement we had. Again, it was New Jersey, and all the houses have basements down there, and I don't know, I guess sometimes I wonder, wow, I wonder what little Michael's doing, right about now, and I guess we'll never know. Here we go. I see London, I see France, I can see your underpants. Can anyone in a small town take a joke? Deck the halls with gasoline, hang my balls by the cherry tree. And the Chinese guy makes pee-pee in my coat. Oh yeah, the Chinese guy makes that pee-pee in my coat. Thanks. I always get kind of choked up sort of at the end there. But
I thought you were gonna bring back the rock to the marbles from the first song.
Oh, I should have.
And like that was a story in your life. And I go, well, wait a second. If you had the rocks and the marbles,
great.
That sounds like the guy that I down by the ocean with my rocks and my marbles. I pulled out my cock and I began to masturbate.
Yeah, no, anyway. I didn't think about that. But that is a good idea. Let's do that in post. I'll write a song. We'll cut it in like as if I just came up with it.
I think I have a funny bit that we could do. It's any era of music where the audience cheers through the entire song.
Oh yeah.
Not when they cheer through the first 30 seconds and then they realize, well, I guess now's a good time to. At any age, I thought this. I remember once when I was probably about 20, and I went to see. I even forget who it was we went to see, but there were a lot of people in the audience that would just like cheer through the whole song. I'm like, how are you enjoying it? Like.
Yeah, yeah.
You got at one point. I think what normal people do is they're so excited. The song, they recognize the first few chords. They like your joke. They go nuts.
Yeah, they can't contain.
And then
themselves.
I think the bigger the song, the more they might go into it. But usually 30 seconds in, they're like, "Well, we better shut the fuck up and really yeah. soak this song in." So play a little bit of it. You remember the song? Yeah, the Beatles song where they're doing it all the way through. They're screaming all the way through, and then we'll.
Here are the Beatles.
And then I want you to do it. Right. Okay.
Okay.
Listen, that's you hear that. That's that sound you hear, that audible sound.
Oh, you want me to?
No, we're going to do a bit after. Yeah, I just want you to really soak it in how much they would. When do they start playing?
How much they liked them.
Look at these Beatles. Hold on. Jesus, we should have cut this part out. But this is the audience still applauding. Oh, Jesus. What'd you do? Put it on a loop, Chris? Oh my God! I thought we cut out the beginning.
Can you imagine having that kind of reaction when you walked out?
Okay, they're still. Listen to them. It's hard to hear, but if I shut up, it's easier. Still cheering. All right, shut it off. Now. Shut it up. When they were done, did they go, oh, I liked it. So could you do a song and we'll all act like we're enjoying it that
okay.
much? And then when you stop, we're going to be, that was great. Because
yeah.
did they ever enjoy it? You know, whatever the song?
Yeah, no.
So you can do like a 30-second song and will everyone join in here?
Okay, yeah.
Ben, I'll Sheehan, you over like there? How you doing? You're from Washington, D.C. We're going to talk about that. Oh, I got some good stuff for you.
I'll
okay,
do
here
a
we
quick
go.
Version of my Sweet Little Blossom song.
Okay, we're all just, you just teach you. No, just...
You are the blossom, I am the vine. You are the blossom, I am the vine. Sweet little blossom of mine, hanging on the vine, extracting all the nutrients from the inside. Sweet little blossom of mine. You are the oyster, I am the pearl. You are the oyster, I am the pearl. Sweet little oyster of mine. Irritating you on the inside, covering me with your shiny mucus-like substance until I shine. Thank you, sweet little oyster of mine. I am the host organism. You are the unicellular dinoflagellate algae. I am the host organism. You are the unicellular dinoflagellate algae. Come on, sing along with me. Sweet little unicellular dinoflagellate algae of mine. Letting me use your chloroplast that I can photosynthesize. Providing me with carbon in exchange for the nutrients you obtain from my catabolic pathways. Everybody sing the last line with me. Sweet little unicellular dinoflagellate algae of mine. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I don't think you heard the fucking song, but thank you for the
cheer. That was good. No, we're all, it's that atmosphere, but in a podcast studio. So when we're all done, we go, oh, that was Henry, we love that song here.
I mean, what part did you hear? Because it's like you guys were cheering.
When I hear the first chord, guys,
it
how was
like,
was that?
Best song
But while you were cheering, I'll bet mostly you heard your own voice out loud, probably more so than whatever the song.
I heard everything.
Really,
every syllable.
What made you write that song? Tell us.
Well, you know what? It's funny that you say that, because I guess that when I wrote it, I was thinking it would be the kind of song that you would do, and there would just be people cheering all the way from the beginning all the way to the end. And I just always wanted a song that had that effect on people, and I think that probably is that song. And I think for once I've succeeded in something that I've tried to do.
Oh, I love that. That just makes it make sense.
Yes, yes. It's good.
When I hear that, I just want to... All right. I got one. Okay. So we're trying a lot of new bits. What else we got? I don't know. Later,
I feel like I'm coming up short on the bits.
Are you kidding me? Henry, you're never short on bits. You play along with everything.
Oh, good.
I think it works better. I'm in the moment here.
Yeah.
You're doing great. I think you're great. I love playing. You go along with all the bits. You're fun.
It's all good stuff. I'm going to have 10 bits that I'll think of on the walk up here.
All right, don't interrupt.
Oh.
Listen, tomorrow... No, I got nothing. I wanted to do a bit. It's like the worst sound person in the world. Like he plays, you know, like it's a serious show and he doesn't know, like sometimes he puts the wrong drop-ins in. Mm-hmm. Do you have those things ready? So anyway, like we're all talking and so it's sad because number one, Alzheimer's is probably the saddest way to see someone pass away. It truly will rip the insides out of you. And that's what my grandma... All right, Chris, not appropriate, but I always tell Chris, play sound effects and do everything because I'd rather pull you back than have you not participate.
Yeah, but
that one was a little much.
Yeah, it was a miss, but that's all right.
Or you don't play it while I'm correcting you. Maybe, Henry, you can explain to him.
Well, yeah, he was talking about Alzheimer's, which is a very grave subject, and Well, yeah. I see that like there again. It's weird.
All right, well, maybe we should tell him this. Henry's mother has Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And she's...
So it's a very sensitive subject, and...
Oh, come on. Well, you know what? Ho. You don't do that.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not sorry.
No, I thought it was...
No, I know what he was...
Stop doing that.
Why?
No, hold on, Henry. You know what you do on this show, and you know every week I'm gentle when I make fun of you. Yeah, this is a mistake you're making. Stop it.
I really think it's appropriate.
Well, in his defense, I think he looked at that as a sad cue, and I was talking about how my mother has Alzheimer's, and...
I don't know if I could get into his whatever you do over there. I'm afraid if I, you know, get the equipment out in front of you, I have to think of a reason for this bit to go on. Why would you stop him? You're in a glass case and let us in there. You stop doing that. Stop playing. So help me God, Katie. This is why we're supposed to. I'll fire every fucking one of you. Get him out of the booth. Henry.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway.
We're just going to have to ignore it.
Okay.
Tell me about...
Well, hold on.
I get a preface this. People are listening to the show right now. We have an out-of-control sound person in our sound booth. Yes, it's locked in there. We are not going to give them the satisfaction to act like we hear those cues. This is a show where we can be silly and then we're serious. And we're talking about serious. It's a journey we take. So he can do whatever he wants. But I'm not going to give him the satisfaction of... Matter of fact, let's take our headphones off.
Yeah.
Because then we can't... I never even thought about that.
Yeah.
So how was it...
Well, at first she was... she was diagnosed with stage 4 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
And you went to visit her every time you were home?
Yeah, and my little joke that I do is, and not the fun kind.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Well, I said, and not the fun kind.
Of what?
Of stage 4 non-Hodgkin's. Like, as if there was a fun kind.
Right, I guess
that would have been a nice
serious
place to have a drum thing, you know. But
we're not supposed to hear it.
No.
Is this bit funny still?
I don't know.
It would be. We were almost going down a great path of like, if we could commit and act like we don't hear any of that, but have the most serious conversation
in the
world.
Well, I didn't know if we were supposed to really take our headphones off, but then I'd be at a loss because I wouldn't know what was going on.
Well, maybe that would be funnier. Should we try it?
Okay. Yeah, let's
Seriously?
Yeah,
we
let's
take
try
him off. We don't know what he's doing.
We don't know what's going on. Here we
Okay,
go.
So we basically, this is his talk show. We have a crazy guy in the booth, and we don't know. So anyway, here we go. Anyway, you're back. We're talking to Henry Phillips. He wrote a book called What to Do When You Lose Everything You Love. Henry, when you wrote the book, where were you at in your life? Were you, would you say, getting things back together?
I was,
or were you at the worst point?
I was at the worst point, rock bottom. I was living in a bachelor apartment that only had a bathroom and a kitchen, and I was doing comedy on the road. I was doing podcasts here and there.
Now, you hear about this so often, people literally, yeah. You prostituted yourself. Now, this is...
I did.
And what point are you at? Do you remember the day where you went, I can't believe that this is me?
And by prostituting, I just want to make sure, you mean with my art, right? With, you know, I was doing songs in front of audiences that I didn't believe in wholeheartedly.
Yes.
And, okay, good, because I also suck cock for money, too, so I didn't know if...
Get the fuck!
I didn't know if maybe you were getting confused with that.
You take me all the way that way. Oh, because I also, like, if in the bit, like, that guy gets so nervous because he thinks you did.
Yeah.
And he thinks, oh my God, I misread the book. Like, I did think he sucked cock. And as you're telling me, I go, I must have, my producer highlights parts of the book. I thought he did suck cock.
Yeah,
you can throw
yeah.
that. I'm like sweating it, trying to get out of you. And I also sucked cock.
Because that's what I thought when you said prostituting yeah. yourself. I thought.
I wasn't sure.
But I didn't know. But you were talking about the art, doing the wrong. Sucks. Yeah.
Oh. Shut the door.
There we go.
Oh. Open and shut the door. Seriously, open and shut that door real quick. It's fun. I love when they do that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. We're back. We're back. Everything's great. How was that thing with us not wearing the headphones?
Hilarious.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
All right. How do you think the ratings are? Go look at the ratings. during the show. Go look.
Maybe we should not wear headphones all the time. That sounded like it was going to be funny, but it's not. You know, like when somebody's like, hey, I should bring you on the road all the time because you laugh, but that's not funny either.
Do you bring... I don't care about that.
No, okay.
Hey, you know, it's a segment of the show now. We talk about what's in... We need to have more of a format on the show.
Sure, sure.
And one of the things that people are loving that I'm doing is this song. Oh, you know that song, Welcome to My World. Mm-hmm. Won't you come on in? We're having every guest try to sing it, but I thought, well, you can sing. I'm very curious to see what you do with it. What's wrong over there? You seem to be having...
I have a little... anxiety? ...issue here.
I don't know
if I'm familiar with that song.
Well, we'll play it, and then I don't know how to. We'll play the "Welcome to My World." Won't you come on in? Let's put it up there. We're at an hour and oh my God, you're making a lot of noise with that microphone. It's killing me. I'm losing listeners left and right.
There we go.
I'm gonna have an all-out war in these other podcasts.
Sorry,
wouldn't that be a funny? I would do it, but I'd be paranoid that one person would think I was serious. You know how like Stern like would attack the guys that he was up against. These podcasts, I start playing. You know, just
oh,
go
I know.
Off like
just turn it into a
I
war.
I would do it if I
like the morning radio.
If the other podcast, whoever I would choose, would do it with me, and we'd have like a thing back
yeah,
and forth.
That would be hilarious.
I'd only do it if they were in it with me. I think that'd be fun. I'm gonna call
that'd
Jimmy
be
Pardo.
And they're not even comedy ones. They're just like financial ones.
Oh, you
podcasts.
Mean I,
yeah?
Like, I take off all that financial. Podcast can suck my dick.
And they're like, well, we don't know, we don't understand why this gentleman
that
is yelling at us, and we've got all these people flaming our Facebook wall. So
hello, fourth caller, what do I do? I have an IRE, and like, shut up!
We've had to disable the comments on our Facebook wall.
It'd be funny, like, why would he take on a... Like, not even yeah. another comedic show. Like, he's so into being number one. He's taken down everybody.
Every podcast. That,
every
that
show.
Is.
He
yeah.
thinks no one should watch anything but his show.
Yeah, like two little old ladies yeah. talking about tea or something
he
like
takes,
that.
Yeah, yeah, he takes on two. Every
fuck
sitcom.
You old bags.
What are these sitcoms? He takes on great sitcoms. That's a 30 Rock. Shut the fuck up. What are people watching 30 Rock? Yeah, that's all I want to do is see Alec Baldwin walk around.
Yeah.
He takes on the best shows in the world. Like, give me another great show.
I don't know.
Which, by the way.
Citizen Kane. The movie.
Oh, fucking I watched it the other night. You know what? Fuck you. Talk about the Emperor's Clothes. Oh, I'm going to sit around for 3 hours, jack off while I watch Citizen Kane. That's the biggest pile of shit I've ever seen. Listen to this show. It's the Todd Glass Show. That's all you need to do. I saw someone the other day. They're waiting in line to go to a movie. Get the fuck out of here. Go home and turn on my show. I'll fucking do it for free. Fucking people are nuts. I saw people go-karting the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hello? Get the fuck off the go-kart and go home and listen to the Todd Glass Show.
Yeah.
Right? Am I right?
And you know, they could at least put headphones on while they're on the go-kart and listen to the podcast at the same time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing to say. Thank you, Colin Quinn. Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a funny thing. He takes on every single thing, no matter
everything that there is.
People
just sleeping.
Although I don't like doing a lot, but I have a joke about it in my act, so I don't want to do it. I'm not. Are you when you go on the road, are you someone that likes to, like? And by the way, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't make fun of people that want to do touristy things at all.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even mean tourists. Yeah, touristy.
That makes sense.
If someone said, blah, blah, blah is going to Washington, D.C., and they wanted to definitely see the White House, I would go, yeah, well, of course, they're going to Washington, D.C. I get they want to see the White House. All I'm saying is leave me the fuck alone. I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
I get that it would make sense. Like, people go, like, I remember when I went to the only trip I ever took. I don't like taking trips. I went to France, and I went with, like, six people, and they wanted me to go see, I hope I say it right, the Eiffel Tower, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was boiling hot out. Now, I'm sorry. Is that stupid of me? No, it's not. I don't know. Play. I don't know. I'm not sure it was there.
Yeah.
I think you know how that happened. One mm-hmm. time I was sure something was there, and I was wrong, and I looked like an idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
So now I creep into
you
it.
You do it with everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Where's the place with the thing? Where's the White House is in Washington, D.C., right? You know that's a guy who thought it was Washington.
Yeah,
other. What's the other one? I'm dumb
state.
In my bit explaining dumbness.
State.
Yeah. It's in the White House, is, of course, is in Washington State. And people went, So anyway, I said something like that once. I mm-hmm. said, I was talking about before the world. I was trying to express before there were people on the world.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, it's just because I didn't pay attention in high school. I had dyslexia, so a lot of common knowledge that most people have,
oh, yeah.
I don't have. I know it's not because, I'm being serious, I know it's not because I'm dumb. There's just a lot of knowledge that I should know that an average
There's
person.
Gaps.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So I go, how many years ago, like before there were people here, like 1,000 years ago? Because
mm-hmm.
I thought that was a long time, 1,000 years. My grandfather, he's 100, that means his great-grandfather, were there people before my great 1,000 years? Someone goes, Todd, it's
But this is, you were a little kid.
How
right?
many, no, this was a year ago.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, are you serious?
No, I'm just kidding.
So anyway, I want to get back on the track, because I know the tourists.
Yeah, so like just last week, for example, I did a gig in
France. Oh, the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let me just finish real quick.
So
they go, you got to go out to the Eiffel Tower. And I thought it was very hot out. Now, I know it's hard to imagine that because we're all comfortable right now. But think back, boiling.
Oh, yeah.
Just where you go outside. But I remember thinking, they're right, I'm here. Mm-hmm. I wasn't just trying to be argumentative, like, I don't want to do anything because I'm cool. No, I thought, they are right. Go out and be hot. So I did. I went outside and I walked about a block. I turned. I went, I can't fucking do it. I'm not going to enjoy it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I went back, and everyone made fun of me. So that's what I'm saying. I don't want to do anything. Leave me alone.
I just did that last week. I was in New Mexico. On the way back, I was driving on 40, and I was about 2 hours away from the Grand Canyon. And I was really going to do it. I've never seen it. And something made me just like, well, what am I going to do? I'm going to go up there, look at it for 5 minutes, and then come back. So instead, I just kept on, and I went to Vegas and hung out with a bunch of comics and got drunk and gambled,
so
lost my money.
So you never saw the...
never saw the Grand Canyon. I don't. What am I going to do? I'm going to look
cares?
At it.
Who look
cares?
At pictures.
It's like.
But by the way, I don't want to sound like I don't get it. I get some people want to go there and touch it, and I can't say I'm.
I wouldn't mind. Like, if somebody said they were going to pay me a lot of money to shoot a film where I'm the lead and I'm you know playing opposite some beautiful actress or something, and then they're you know feeding me all day and giving me lots of money, and then I'm doing interviews and stuff, I'll do it then. But I'm not going to just go. You know.
You really run a hard bargain to get up there to that.
Yeah,
direct,
I'm not going to just go
gonna
look
have...
at. It.
No, the thing is, and again, I guess where it's now that I have my thought more clear, it's mm-hmm. that I do get it. I'm not in touch. I'm being I don't want
no someone. I know what you mean.
I'm not I go back to my old neighborhoods and I have an amazing connection. It's crazy to go back and walk through my old elementary school and just to know that you know that I'm back there. So I do, you know, but it's not like there's nothing really in history for some reason, and I always think, God, is it, am I stupid? I don't want to be stupid, like mm-hmm. that I care that much about, like. You know, I'm trying to think, like, where I go, I have to see that, or I have to, the monument, or I'm like, I'm like, yeah, if it happens conveniently, I'll mm-hmm. do it. Like, I saw Niagara, what's the big, with the biggest, it's on Canada.
Niagara
I
Falls.
Saw Niagara Falls, and it was at my hotel room.
Hmm.
So I laid in bed and I could look at it, and that was easy enough.
Well, that's nice.
Like, I'd be a dick if I went and shut the shades before I even look. Why? Like, they go, sir, if you look outside, you'll see Niagara Falls, and I purposely look the other way and go, shut the shades. I don't need to see it. Yeah, then that's a prick. Come on, Niagara Falls. It's one of the wonders of the world. Which, by the way,
no, and that's another thing. Like Niagara Falls. Like, I'll go. Like, let's say they were like, all right, we're going to pay you, you know, $10,000. You go there, a girl's going to blow you, somebody else is going to put their finger in your ass, and then they're going to, you know, there'll be another person licking your balls. And I might do it, but I'm not going to just go look at the water falling down.
I like a guy who thinks that's what he's. Who's going to offer him that? Henry, it's your manager. Listen, not the council up at Niagara Falls, they want you to come up there, but they're going to have a girl blowing you as another girl sticks her finger up your ass. You into this?
It's 10 grand.
Yeah. They always say Wayne Newton, or you know, the big time guys out there. Wayne Newton, he wouldn't take a shit for 100 grand. Yes, he would. If he was taking a shit anyway and someone said, we'll give you 100 grand, they go, you're going to shoot it? He goes, no, we're not going to shoot it. Just take it.
Yeah.
He's going to take it. Oh, he won't leave the house. You ever hear that one? Oh, the blah, blah, blah. The, you know, Bruce Springsteen, he won't even, they don't say it about him, but you know.
Or he won't get out of bed.
He won't get out of bed for less than 300 grand. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes, he would. I don't know what my point is.
No, well, you're saying that they don't. And
being silly.
That points out the flaw in that whole phrase.
Yeah, well, I get what they're really saying. They're saying I get it, it's a phrase. But I like to break it down. I like to take things literally. Like the other day I saw a commercial. It said, if you're wiping your kitchen with a sponge, you may as well use a piece of chicken breast. Because they're implying that that's the bacteria that would get all over the kitchen. So I didn't really do this, but I said, I want to be the guy who starts going, stop buying sponges and wipes down my kitchen with a chicken breast. I go, it's the same thing as a sponge. I saw the commercial.
Yeah.
And people, what are you doing? I'm scrubbing the dish with a chicken breast. They go, it's the same thing as a sponge. That's the guy who got the wrong point out of the commercial. This makes sense. When everybody in this room is staring at me, I know what I'm talking about.
Well, it's like the, you know, classic one.
Do you understand what I was talking about?
Yeah. I saw a commercial for like AAA or something like that, and it was like, there's nothing worse than, you know, getting stuck on the road, you know, with your car broken down. I'm like, well, what about getting raped?
Thank you.
Molested.
Right.
Or killed or burned to death.
Okay. I'm sorry for your story, but you don't know what it's like. I heard you and I listened to you.
I've never had my car break down, but I can only imagine it's not as bad as
it is.
Other things.
I had my car break down, and the way you tell me how you just got raped, your story about it?
Yeah.
It's not as bad as when my car broke down.
I want it to be clear. I didn't actually get raped. I was using it as a hypothetical. Like
I know, and I'm doing it as a hypothetical, too, for this bit. Like now I'm the guy who is unsympathetic to you.
Oh, I see.
You've just told me the story about being raped, and I go, tell me the story. Do the tail end of it.
All right. Well, it's like, what about being raped, or what about being molested, or being...
Were you raped and molested?
Well, yeah.
Okay, can I tell you? Can I interject?
Okay, sure.
I got my car stalled on the side of the road. Uh-huh. It's worse.
It can't possibly be
worse.
Forget about the physical damage that was done to me, but the psychological lasted for years. I had to go to therapy.
Listen, I was so upset. My car broke down on the side of the road. I walked home.
Well,
I didn't want to deal with it. Listen, I called AAA. They go, oh, your car broke down last night? They go, why didn't you report it? I go, I was freaked out. They go, really? Your car broke down and you walked all the way home? You didn't say anything to anybody?
I developed a drug problem for 15 years just trying to cope. Wow. I abandoned all my friends. I was very upset.
Hey, listen, can I tell you this? I just pray your car never breaks down because then you'll know and you're going
to... I mean, I'm going to take your word for it because it's never happened to me and you have a valid point. I mean, until it happens
by the way,
to me,
did I
won't
tell
know
you,
what's better.
You I
know?
Was molested and raped.
Oh, okay.
Yes. When my
so you've had it all.
When my car broke down. But I'm so stupid that I attribute it towards the breaking down part. That was the part you got molested that made that car breaking down situation so bad. All these stories make sense and they're available on Audible.
Audiobooks.
Yes. Every one of my stories they're selling now for $1 each. We'll give them away. Hey, by the way, acne's out. I saw this on a commercial. Clean skin is in.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's a switch.
Thank you.
I wish somebody told me that back in the 80s.
That's a commercial for acne stuff. You know what? I'm all in. There's never a commercial that I watch on TV, like whether it's for a product, you know, that I really get that upset about. Like when I think they're lying. I know McDonald's makes the food look better. You go to, you know, Olive Garden. They're all, you know, they're all yupping it up, having a great time because they're family. but I get it. But the infomercials really sometimes make me go. And we've talked about this on the show. What would you do for a buck? Like if a cigarette company offered me a certain amount of money to advertise cigarettes. And I can honestly say I wouldn't do that. There'd be other things I wish I wouldn't do, but I would. But those infomercials, I wonder how they live with themselves.
Oh, I know.
When it's a celebrity. You know, like that fucking facial cream, don't do jack shit. Yeah. Like it's so believable. You think, well, Cindy Crawford, it might not be as good as they're saying, but it's got to do something better than that store-bought lotion. No, that when hair shit. Somebody gave me a free thing of when.
Yeah.
I thought those commercials go, it's got to do something. There's no way they can just, it's got to do something more than shampoo. Yeah. No. Does my hair look any greater than it used to?
Yeah.
That's when in there. Fuck when.
Yeah.
I should do an anti-campaign for when. Some other shampoo should pay me to go fuck. Have some balls, Perel, or some other whatever their, what's some other shampoo companies?
Johnson & Johnson.
Johnson & Johnson. Fuck you, when. We do the same shit for 99 cents. Johnson & Johnson wouldn't do it. It's too family-oriented.
Suave. Yeah.
Suave should do it. Just go boop. Fuck you, when. We do the same shit. Watch it work, motherfucker.
I know.
I could put a shampoo company on the map, I bet.
I know.
I'm serious. Like, if I was bigger than I am now, now I'll probably get a cease and desist letter. I don't even know what that means, but it was close enough to
deceased.
Like they say, please stop mentioning our product, Prell, and both of them. When too?
No. Yeah.
How come Jim Gaffigan mentions Hot Pockets? Did they give you a diarrhea? They send them free ones. I beg companies to send me free shit and compliment them and get nothing. And that's why I'm going
to
start
to drop the bid after that.
No, no. He still does it, and they send him.
He says they give him diarrhea, but then they send him free ones.
Yeah, because you know what? I think it's like a cold. It's like Hot Pockets. It's part of college years, and you eat that stuff, and they're not embarrassed he gives you diarrhea. At least that's what they paid me to say. Hi, I'm Todd Glass. You know, I enjoy Hot Pockets, even though I get diarrhea. We'll be right back right after this.
But if you're all getting diarrhea from it, you probably have a gluten allergy.
I.
Or lactose intolerance.
Are you lactose intolerant?
I don't know.
Ask the questions. I'm like Barbara Walters.
I've suffered from diarrhea ever since probably the early 80s.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, I'll talk to you serious
but
about
I started
this.
Using
I'm serious.
Proactive. No, I'm just kidding.
Do you have? Because I know Louis C.K. says he has cons. He goes, I'm in always a state of diarrhea.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, it could be so many different things.
It's true. No, I'm serious. And I used to have it more than I. I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
I do.
No,
really,
it's going down. It feels like at any point we're going to start talking about our diarrhea.
Can I get a bump, 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 bump? Can I get some reverb? My name is Todd Glass. I like to eat foods of every type. They're so delicious, I eat them. I often like crackers and biscuits and muffins. I eat them every day. When I eat my crackers and my muffins and my taffies, I like to... Here's a guy who got nervous. He doesn't know where to wrap it up and think of something funny, so he just does it too long one night. I eat... and they are so good. Morning comes and I like to have a pepperoni. I eat it and I stand in the staircase tomorrow. I walk into the bedroom with a big old pickle. I pull down my zipper and out comes my schmickle. And then the people go to the store. All right, I didn't know where to go with that. Bailout.
There is a Brian Wilson song that sounds just like that, actually. Busy doing nothing. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Look it up. Yeah.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we do another song?
Okay.
I think it's fun. It keeps the show moving.
Yeah.
It's Welcome to My World. Can you try this before you do one of your one of your songs? Okay, here we go. I'll do a little bit for you. I love
sure.
it. Daniel Kino hates that I do this. Although, you know what? A lot of pictures going on. Okay, now I'm just going to do it, and I want to see how. Can we get some reverb in my mic? I'll do a line for you, but I can't do it great. It goes like this. Welcome to my world. You can get it like that. You ready?
Okay.
Won't you come on in? Why don't we do the version, the real version for him? Maybe he can imitate it better. Do we have the real version? Yes. Engelbert Humperdinck, Google him. I think I can make him have a comeback, although I think he's probably doing all right. I think he's, I don't know, who cares? What am I so worried about Engelbert Humperdinck? He did nothing for me. And he had a lot of opportunities.
No, it's not his real name.
No.
No.
Tell him. I know, but tell him his real name.
Rick Watson.
Thank you.
Yeah, he changed it for stage.
No, it's... Oh, I thought it was Rick Watson Engelbert Humperdinck. It was his real name, and he took out the Rick Watson part.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Thank you. Okay, can you have it with the
people
words?
People just called him Rick Watson.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
All right.
How long will it take? No, it's all right. I don't mean it sarcastically. You know, that's the way he takes everything. I'm going to play it with the words first.
Okay.
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in?
Won't you come on in?
Try to sing along in the background.
Miracles, I guess. Still happen now and then. Step into my heart. Leave your cares behind.
All right, now stop that one. Welcome. That was fun. That's all I want in life, to sing along a little. Is that too much to ask for?
Yeah.
Did you write that song, the one, I walked into the grocery store? You didn't write that?
That was you.
Okay, now we're going to do the song again. This could be the thing that has some listener right now, and I'm aware of this, going, this, and I like Todd Glass, but this shit, it's like, fuck. But it's what I do.
Hey, they can always change the channel.
Well, I don't want them to do that either. Don't give them any ideas. I need their money.
It might be a blessing in disguise when you think about it.
What?
Like if they're listening and they don't like it, they might discover another show that they like way more.
Thank you. Why should they stick around? No. I'm not one of these guys. Don't tell people there's other podcasts. There's other great podcasts. There could be something out there. Here's why I feel bad.
Yeah.
You're going to know I'm being serious now. And then we're going to do, just to let you know how I'm driving this fucking show, we're going to do Welcome to My World, see how you can do it.
Yeah.
Then you have one of your songs we're going to do.
Sure.
And then I'm going to ask you the weirdest intro you ever got.
Okay.
Okay, is everything good?
Sounds
and next
good.
Week I have a child therapist on.
All right.
And we're going to talk about how to spank your kids more.
Good.
All right, so here's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I always worry about this. I love Howard Stern.
Mm-hmm.
But there was times when they would have. I just loved when they talked about the stuff they did every day. It could be him complaining about a sandwich for 8 hours.
Yeah,
ate it up.
It's great.
I didn't care about the strippers as much. That wasn't my favorite part about that show. So you could think, if I had the opportunity, you know, would I have called in or emailed? Hey, what? And then he could have said, "Fuck you, this is the show." So I hate if there's someone that really likes everything, and then there's one thing they don't like, and they're like, "Got it." But you know what? That's still what I do. I win.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so let's hear. This all started because Welcome to the World. I enjoy hearing people's versions of it. And, you know, there's people listening that enjoy it,
too. Well, Engelbert Humperdinck, let me just tell
this
you.
This is not Engelbert Humperdinck.
Oh, this song?
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know if he wrote it.
I'll just tell you, because I actually am probably the only trained singer here.
And, you actually are.
I've been singing since I was 8. Yeah, my uncle was a very famous singing teacher and vocal coach. And so what I'm going to do is probably the more appropriate way to do it.
Now, can I?
I'm not saying you weren't doing a good job, but yours was very amateur, and mine's going to be really good.
Now, I hate to ruin a bit.
Okay.
But last week on the show, the person sitting right there was Graham Elwood. He set it up the same way, and then he did the worst version in the world. So,
I love Graham. All right. Well, now I got to actually sing it well and make it look like I was never doing that bit.
That's right.
But the problem is I can't sing that well.
No, but you know what? I think it shows the people your range, and I think they need to know it.
Gotta walk
people
out.
Need to know what you're
right.
doing.
No,
I know
actually,
your trick,
I'll,
and I'm
I'll
trying
try,
to expose
try
you.
To
Henry Phillips
it.
Can't sing, everybody. Oh, Henry Phillips, he can't sing. No, he can't. He can't sing. Oh, well, maybe you want to shut these motherfuckers up.
Oh, all right.
I know what you do. You go, can I show you? Can I show you what you do? And I can show you. Can I have that guitar? I am on to your shit.
Yeah.
Give me the guitar.
All right, here you go.
Give me the guitar. All I need is a little reverb.
Watch out. It's going to be tough to...
Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right, can I have some reverb? Hi, everybody. Well, anyway, yeah, so I grew up in Florida, and, you know, we'd go out to the grocery store every Friday.
Well, wait, people are going to think this is me when they turn it on right now.
Yeah, it's okay. So, yeah, he was a fireman, so I don't want to be disrespectful to him, but I wrote this song. Warm summer night. No, it's hard to even do kiddingly. I thought maybe I could just do, like, your voice would come out of my mouth.
You can learn a lot from how you're imitated.
You can?
How people imitate you.
Oh. Well, I guess I saw who's our guest next week? James Adobian.
Yeah.
James, and he imitated me once, and it was in Atlantic. It was in Atlanta, and it was a 1 o'clock in the morning show, best crowd in the world. I figured it out. People that go out for comedy at 1 in the morning, they love comedy as much other people like X and loud music.
Yeah.
But they're going to see fucking comedy.
That's
right. Like, so it's the coolest group. They're like, they're going, some people go 1 in the morning, you'd want to be out at a fucking, no, these are people that are going, what would I want to do at 1 in the morning? Go see like a fucking kick-ass show. So the audience is great.
Yeah.
But anyway, I forget what I was telling that story about.
He was imitating you.
So he was imitating me there, and he did everybody smack on. And then when he got to me, here's what I thought. I mean, it was dead on. Like, catching.
This is during his act?
Yeah. And the audience there, they know a lot of the comedians. He was doing Pepitone. He was doing Mark Maron. He was doing Andy Kindler.
Wow.
And he was dead on. It was like scary. That's how good they are. And then he did me, and I remember thinking when he did the laugh, he's good, and it's close, and it's really cool. He needs a little work on the laugh. And then I thought, no, I hate my laugh that bad. What are the odds? Is everybody else? Hearing,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
But me, it's not.
Yeah.
I was really paranoid after a while, and I tried not to do it anymore, but that didn't last. But anyway, and he's really caused me a lot of pain.
Oh, wow.
And he's my guest next week, and I'm going to talk to him about it. Okay, so here we go. Welcome to my world. We'll put a lot of echo in.
That reminds me of, really quickly, just because
it's okay, take your time.
I have a picture, which I can show you at some point, of my buddy and I with mullets.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it, and I was like, oh, we have mullets, and it's embarrassing, and I'll show it to my friends as a joke. But he took a different approach. He showed it to his coworkers that are all much younger than he is. And he has the classic mullet. It's really short in the front, and then it's really long in the back. Mm-hmm. But they're all like, oh, you have a mullet. But he was like, no, it's not a mullet. That's not a mullet. And he actually didn't, like, it's kind of like your imitation thing, but he actually went so much to deny that the haircut that he had, which is the definition of a mullet, that's exactly what it is.
I got a little lost.
Yeah.
How did that tie into what I was talking about?
It didn't
about?
At all. We're going to cut that out.
No,
all right.
No, did it? Did
Let's
it?
Do the song.
No,
I was just
Henry,
saying that. No, I was just saying that.
I wasn't being sarcastic. I really got lost. And there's a huge difference.
Oh, yeah,
I would never hang anybody like that on my show.
No, it was just funny that he basically had a mullet, but he had what do you call that, dysmorphia or whatever, where he didn't recognize that the hair on his head was that thing that people call a mullet, even though he knows what a mullet is.
Oh.
But he just was like, this is not a mullet, but it's clear that it
right.
is a mullet.
I totally understand
he so
now.
Much didn't want, and it sort of reminded me of when you heard your own
right.
voice back, but you thought it wasn't just because you didn't want it to be
Thank
that.
You.
Yeah.
Henry, I was totally serious. Not only do I understand.
I almost drowned there, and I
no,
saved
you didn't.
Myself.
You,
yeah.
Not only did you tie it in properly, but I understood the mullet part of it, too.
Okay,
like,
good, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy, that was scary.
Wait, we better take a break. No. So, so here we go. Welcome to my world. Put a lot of reverb. I mean, so much where it starts annoying me.
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in?
It's good. Just shut up, everybody. We got to build his
me
confidence and he'll think
I
he's
can.
Good. Oh, Henry, it's great. It's really good.
Still happen now and then. Wait. Step into my heart. Leave your cares behind.
It's really good, Henry.
Welcome to my world.
Henry, I think you're holding back because you're afraid to hit notes.
Oh, okay.
Fucking go for it. You're gonna
well, with you in mind.
Thank you. Go.
Knock in the door.
Shall be open. Hold on, I'll help
shall.
You. Let me take it
got,
from here. Let
yeah,
me take
yeah,
it.
Please.
Let me take it. See, you will find. Come on, fucking let's do it. Ask and you will be given. To this key, to this heart of mine. Ah, I'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
All right, fade it out.
With his arms on
foot. Okay,
hey,
let me write
know,
in
that
a poem.
Reminds me of this, this guy gave us a demo. I had a band and we were looking for singers, and this guy sent a demo of him singing Stairway to Heaven with just the tape in the background. And but he was clearly reading the lyrics, and at one point, what is the, it's like, sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven. But the way he sang it, he goes, sometimes all of our thoughts are mishiven. And I was like, why did he say mishiven? And then I realized he's probably got like an old songbook where it's kind of faded and he couldn't tell what it said. But he was singing it like so passionately, but he's saying nonsense. Sometimes all of our thoughts are mishiven.
That's actually
hilarious.
A funny bit. Wait, hold on. You ready? Let's do it right now. Yeah, what's that? Oh, that's you. Yeah.
Should we sing? Yeah. Oh, should we sing the?
What?
Should we sing the one we were just doing?
Oh, during the show, I gotta tell him. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Oh, you have a guy doing it?
No. This talk about bad singers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is what we were all just the chit chat over here was about. I wanted him to.
Love is like candy.
Yeah, it's the same
this is real. No, your guy's worse than this. I mean, your guy's not as bad as this.
Oh, I'll bring that tape sometime. You can
so be a guy who learned to read a song. You have to pick a song you knew. Maybe it could be a cover song.
Yeah.
That learned to read out of a songbook that was all worn out everywhere.
Yeah,
could you do it, or is that too much to ask you to do?
I mean, I'm not very good at improv.
Oh, you're better than I think. Did we plan this?
See?
You don't have to, by the way, but I think you should try. Or maybe, oh, can't you improvise?
Yeah, I can probably do.
I'm kidding, by the way.
Same old hung. Nothing lasts forever but the earth and shines it lips a day. And all your honey won't another minute high. Bust in the land. That's the best I could do with that. But
I liked it.
But Miss Heaven.
It's hard to get Katie to get that reverb on. She drifts off.
I'm paying attention to the song because it's so funny.
It was so cute. Aww. Listen. So here we go. I'm gonna try to do Tom. I'm gonna try to do a little river deep as okay. Tom Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I can do. I'll try as Tom. Can you give me a little bit of guitar? Ah, and some echo.
Let me do Tom Jones River Deep. I'll try.
Ah, when I was Can you give me? Can you play guitar? For me, just
I don't know if I'll know that.
Oh, you
song
get it. Ah, 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 river deep. Ah,
when you were a young girl, did you have a puppy that always followed you around?
Did you gonna be as faithful as that puppy's?
All right, paid it.
I like that.
All right. Well, Henry, it's time for another song from Henry.
What do you got for us?
Why don't I? We've done a lot of goofy stuff here, you know.
And, I like that. Get a little serious?
Yeah.
I like
and,
it.
And, you know, I think that sometimes when we're doing these kind of things, we're having a lot of laughs, and that's good. You know, people need to laugh. But I think that in doing that, the danger is that sometimes we might, and some of the people in our audience might, forget that ultimately, when you think about it, the world is an awful, shitty, terrible place, and it's useless to even bother trying to be happy. And so this is sort of a bring people back to reality kind of song.
Now, would you like reverb in your mic?
Sure. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Can I tell this story? I've told it to a few people, but it's fun because you keep saying reverb, but I was at a bar before they opened, and I was sitting there, and they were doing a sound check for the band. And the guy on stage at one point says, and the sound guy, the sound booth is right near where I'm sitting at the bar, but the guy on stage goes, hey, can I get a little more verb? And I guess he was kind of a dick. And so I heard the sound guy mutter to himself, he goes, I'll give you a verb, you cunt. And I was like, that's not even a verb. Was he going to maybe do a verb, but that was he wasn't going to do it right then?
I'm going to defend the guy who called the guy a cunt.
Okay.
Just say reverb. You're not so cool. Yeah. So it was his way of going, can I get some verb, please? Can I get some verb?
I'll give you a verb,
you cunt. And it also uses that word amongst a man, which I think is nice for refreshing change.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you didn't call a woman a cunt back then. Hi, I'm Ty Glass. Back then, you didn't call. You know, people go, back then a guy would... by the way, it's my never-ending quest to prove that back then wasn't that good. People go, I heard this the other day, and I fucking love it every time you squish the shit out of bullshit. Back then, they had a little shivery. You'd open a door for a lady. Yeah, and then you wouldn't let her vote.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Fuck. How? Think about if a woman says like, "We need to go back when you know, like back when there was more chivalry." People go, "Oh, would you? Don't you? If there's an old lady on a bus, don't you get up for her? If there's an old guy on a bus, I would get up for him.
Oh,
if
sure.
there was a younger girl than me with high heels on, but no, I don't just get up. If I see a girl that's 25 with sneaks get on a bus, I don't get up for her.
No.
First of all, I'm never on a bus, and I want you to all to fucking know that. That Todd Glass ain't taking no fucking buses, but I know some of our listeners do, so there's nothing wrong with it. But I don't want you to think I'm taking buses from job to job. Yeah. Anyway, but no, in all seriousness, yeah, so that stuff like that. Back then, you'd open, you'd pull a chair out for a lady. Yeah, and then you'd be shitting in your pants if she was your surgeon because women are dumb and you don't want a woman pilot. That's great. Come on. Now I'm trying to actually make a point. Don't do that.
No, that's a good point.
It's funny. All of a sudden, he wakes up.
And I want to make a correction. In reality, the guy said, you fucking cunt.
Oh, that's uncalled for.
But I was trying to clean it up for radio. So I just went with cunt.
All
right.
So your song, hey, let's start it all. No, let's set this is, can we lower the lights? I really want to get... Can someone over there lower the lights?
This song isn't as depressing as I was setting it up. I was just doing that for fun.
But you know what? If it works, it works.
But it's a song about... It's not as funny as maybe another comedian's songs. But
I love everything you do.
Thanks.
Start.
But it's a song that's very dear to my heart, and it's about this particular time, and we've all had this, you know, when we start, you know, we have friends, our peer groups that start doing really well in the business, and it's a little hard for us in the beginning to watch happen, either making a shitload of money or on TV constantly or whatever. And eventually your soul dies. Unfortunately, you don't care anymore when that happens. But this is a song about when I was going through that time. And it was about not any one person, but a couple, maybe two particular friends of mine that were just all over the TV all of a sudden. And it was like, oh boy, here we go.
Everything's fine.
I'm in Minneapolis. You're in Hollywood. And I heard for you things are going pretty good. You're screening your calls. I'm freezing my balls off because I'm in Minneapolis and you're in Hollywood. I'm in Amarillo, Texas. You're in La La Land. And I just did a show and got heckled by the Ku Klux Klan. You're having sex on the beach. I'm opening for Screech because I'm in Amarillo, Texas and you're in Hollywood. I'm in Opelousas, Louisiana. You're back in L.A. And I heard you were making $3,000 a day. You're having sex on the beach. Wait, I just did that one. You're signing some girl's boob. I'm reaching for some lube because I'm in Opelousas, Louisiana. You're in Hollywood. I'm in Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. You're on the walk. Oh, wait, you're in Tinseltown. And I just saw your face on TV while I was flipping around. You're at the Beverly Hills Hotel. I'm next door to an Al-Qaeda cell. There's mud coming out of the water spout. The toilet paper just ran out. So excuse me if I sound just a little off kilter. I've been wiping my ass with a fucking coffee filter because I'm in wherever the fuck I said I was. You're in Hollywood. I gotta really get this song down here. I'm in a bowling alley somewhere near Oskaloosa, Iowa. You're on the Walk of Fame. And the people here seem to think my songs are lame. I just did a show and they hated my guts. Some chick with a mullet just kicked me in the nuts. The same damn song for the 2000th time. You are the blossom and I am the vine. I'm gonna go to the hotel and drown my sorrow. Does anybody have a rope I can borrow? Because I'm in fucking bowling alley somewhere near Oskaloosa, Iowa. And you're in Hollywood. Yeah, I'm at a bowling alley somewhere near Oskaloosa, Iowa. And you're in Hollywood.
I like it.
I just fucked it up the entire time.
It's okay. But it's good. You know, it's like people can hear the other version anywhere, but that version...
That's right.
You can only hear here. You can only hear it here.
That's right.
There's a lot of activity going on downstairs. I apologize if I got a little... it's not the worst when you're when you're on a show and somebody's and everyone's looking out the window. It drives you nuts. So what's going on, Katie?
They're just like screaming and yelling or something. But that's okay.
Do you want to take a break?
Yeah, I was even doing it during my song.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, is this wrong? You can edit. I'll ask you. I was going to ask.
Okay.
Stop. Have a goddamn sentence. Would you do one song up there?
Sure.
Okay.
Because
I like it sometimes on the stage because then we hear it through the room and then people get to hear what sort of like we'll all enjoy it in the room.
Okay.
We're going to turn the lights. We'll give you a spotlight.
That sounds fun.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Anything you want to plug?
Just that... you can check out my instructional cooking videos on YouTube by putting in Henry's Kitchen, And also that the movie, Punching the Clown, is available anywhere now. Which you can stream it on Netflix. You can get it on iTunes. You can put it in your queue. Put it up your ass, whatever you want to do.
Come on. Don't be disrespectful.
No, I know.
All right. No, I'm kidding. So anyway, okay, that's what we'll do. I love saying we'll take a break. It started as a joke when I would say take a break. We had no break. Then I think, oh, it gives me a little break, reorganize. We come back and we wrap things up.
It's great.
We'll probably have a long wrap up today. We'll probably go to, what time is it right now?
We're at 2 hours.
We're at 2 hours. We'll probably go. We'll go a little bit. What time is it though?
Oh, it's like 8:10.
It's 8:10. Yeah, we'll probably wrap. We'll wrap it up with like 10-15 minutes max.
Okay, cool.
We'll be right back.
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word "fuck." Out of all of the English words that begin with the letter F, fuck is the only word that is referred to as the F word.
Ah, I thought that was interesting. The whole breaking down of it. And I don't know if that was really made in the 50s or it sounded like I heard it. I threw it on.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, you know what we just heard. What did you think of what we just heard?
Well, when we get back on the air, I have a funny response to that.
Oh, you want me to tell you when we're going back on the air?
Yeah, let me know, because I have a good thing.
Oh, my God, Henry doesn't know we're on the air, so I'm going to...
Oh, you're...
Okay, no, we're off. No, I was just joking around. So, I'll tell you
because I don't want to say it off the air, because it's going to be like...
No, I'll just set you up again.
Okay, yeah.
For sure, no problem. Yeah, we're not on the air yet.
Okay.
Okay, Katie, when are we going... Just don't say anything. When are we going back on the air? Okay, you want to go back now? All righty, we're back, and we're here. How about that song? I forgot what I was supposed to set you up to do. What was I setting you up for?
Something about the 50s.
Oh, yeah. God damn it. That was a funny bit. You go, that's actually what makes it makes someone sound pathetic when they go, have a funny joke for that, and the whole audience hears.
Yeah,
it's like, ooh,
yeah.
How sad.
Ugh,
you know?
Awful.
Yeah.
Well, what I was hoping you'd do is say the same thing, mm-hmm. and then I'd respond by saying, well, that's not a real thing. You were just making that up because you were. But I don't know. That's, you know, they don't all
did
go
you
really,
can I play a song for you? Tell me if you... Can you play the Dirty song? Yeah. I want to see if you recognize this song. When did you write this song? No bullshit. Cut the shit. We got 10 more minutes left. Just tell me.
We're not going to do the bit again. Yeah, this is a...
We don't have time.
Well, see, already. Wait a second. That's the same. That's the first one that you played that I didn't. I didn't write that.
You're being a dick. Okay, you know what, Henry?
I'll never
shut the music off. You're right. You didn't write it.
Thank you.
You won.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's what I've been trying to say.
Never heard of that song.
I really, you sound like...
No, I honestly didn't. Honestly, that's an old song.
I don't feel like you're being sincere. I feel like you think
I
did write that song. I just am saying I did.
I don't know. As far as I know, Henry Phillips didn't write that song.
I
had nothing to do with it. Never heard it, never wrote it, nothing. Nothing to do with that.
Thank
somebody
you.
Said to me, hey, what does Henry Phillips have to do with that song? Boom, boom, bum, bum, bicep. I go, nothing, because he didn't
absolutely
write it.
No.
He writes alternative songs. That's too campy for him. He would never write such a piece of shit.
No, I didn't even say that.
Well, why? I'm defending
you. You're putting words in my mouth.
No, I'm saying, hey, why would you write a bubblegum song like that? You're hip. You play Largo and the UCB and the Meltdown.
I don't even
why
really
Why would
play.
You write a happy song that people could fucking like?
Well,
is that what you're embarrassed, Henry?
No.
That what you love to do, you're embarrassed that it's not artsy enough? Shame on you.
I'm just saying
I'm going to make you listen to this whole song, and I want you to hear the brilliance in it.
Listen to this.
This is a song he wrote. He has a fuck.
There was an old farmer who lived on a rock.
So that's not me.
He sat in the meadow just shaking his fist.
Maybe you'll recognize it if we play enough of it. Recognize it now?
I wrote the water.
You recognize it now?
I do recognize it because you played it. Before.
No, do you recognize it?
I recognize it as a song that you've been playing.
Get what I played out of your head. Do you recognize from when you wrote it?
I didn't write that. I know
can you listen?
Fact.
I think if you shut up, you'll really get a kick out of it. Really try to shut up.
She said she was learning a new way.
See, I'm totally shutting up and I don't even.
So they would not spin while the boys in the barnyard were shoveling refuse and litter from yesterday's hunt. While the girl in the meadow was rubbing her
cunt
eyes at the fellow down by the dock. He looked like a man with a sizable home in the country with a big fence out front. If he asked her politely, she'd show him her little pet dog who was subject to fits. And maybe she'd let him grab hold of
of her small tits. Tender hands right. With a movement so quick.
When did you write this song? Shut the music off. When did you write
once
it?
Once there was a girl who went out with a guy to hunt. And while they were there, he started fisting her cunt. And he did. Is it? Is that? Am I getting it? I think I got the humor.
Why does that make me laugh every time? Right, he doesn't get how to do it. Look, the bit for me is the guy doesn't get how to do that.
Yeah,
song.
He just doesn't know he what doesn't, the joke is.
He doesn't know where
to I get. Love those situations.
Why do I love that pause in that song? Every time it's comedically a funny. Listen, do it again and go bum, 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 bum. It gets me happy every time. Listen.
Am I doing it?
Yeah, do whatever you want. You can go boom, bum, bum, bing, bang, bang, boom, bing, bing, bang, bang, and boom, boom, and bing, bing, and bang, bang, and boom, and a bing, 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 bang. I like that. That's fine for me. I enjoy that song. I just wrote it.
There once was a lady who fingered her cunt, and all the young boys said, wow, she's a lady who... Like, I ignore...
I love it!
It's like, wait, you already said cunt, though, so there's no...
Okay, Henry, right. It's fun. We had fun.
We sure did.
Joey's here. Aaron's here. What's Joey's last name? Olson. Joey Olson. Mm-hmm. He does stand-up comedy.
Great.
Aaron, we said Jay Leno would say his name. That's how you know. Aaron Loveland. Anyway, it was fun having you here. We're not totally done.
Okay.
We're going in for the descent. We all have things to do tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to head over to that McDonald's and get a McFlurry in my Toyota Prius.
Mm.
All right, you never know what they'll send me. But anyway, you know, last time, what did you say?
That sounds delish. I didn't even say anything funny.
Delicious, you cunt. Get it? I'm the sound guy. Oh, yeah, comes full circle.
Yeah. I got a sandwich for you, cunt.
To me, it's time. Anytime you say the word cunt and then you go to the song where you're having trouble over it, not a hard word. It's very funny every time.
One time my cunt was itching so much, I looked down and I realized I didn't have anything else that I could do.
Let me tell you something. That's funny. That's what podcasts are all about. We're connecting with the people. You know, there's somebody. I always picture like some maybe kid. He's high and at college, and he's with us right now.
That's right.
I feel the other people want to hang themselves.
Oh, I know. You know, like, the people. Jesus, they're doing that same bit.
Oh my God! And we like him. That's my biggest fear. You know, there's people. They're this group. There's people that go, oh, I didn't think I liked it. I don't like it. But there's people that go, they almost get like, I like him, but I... And they're the people I do feel bad, but I gotta let you go. I gotta let you go. If you didn't enjoy this show, do the song again. Seriously. Really commit. Can he get so much reverb, it's gonna drive me crazy. Go ahead.
There was an old farmer who went...
Do it again. It doesn't matter. Maybe
there
pretend we're in the house.
There was an old farmer who played with his cock. He swirled it around and it looked like a cock. I don't know. Sorry.
No, then you go to the terrible. Next part. The next part's funny because you go cock twice. And then you go, and when his mother came out, he said to his mother, I'll shove it back in there. And you're like no other. He pulled out his cock. He stroked it and he pulled it. He pushed it and mushed it and pulled it till he came. Hot cum came right out of the tip of his penis when his mother, Dolores.
Can I play the manager who's like, you know what you're doing? I mean, I understand the humor you're going for. The problem is you can't do the misdirection thing because you already said the bad word, so you took all the stakes away. Nobody thinks that you're going to say it.
Hey, look, this is what I do.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying there's got to be a clever twist to it. You're just
saying. I see what you're saying.
It's
supposed to be he wrapped down his pants and he played with his hard shell
candy
that he liked. He ate it.
Okay.
I get it.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's try it that way.
Later that night. At the club. Hey, everybody. My name's... Hulu. I like to do a song, the dirtiest song in the world.
Wink, wink.
I was gonna pull out my cock and play with it, but an older lady said that I shunt. So I punched her in the fucking cunt, and I rattled around her. I said to her, you're not nice, don't come around here. And then her father, he called me on the phone. He said, don't you talk to my daughter, or I'll grab your cock. I got a little.
And then they have the conversation.
When I get derailed, that's when I get nervous. I go down a path. Like I caught myself just then. Like Todd, you're high and you're just going at, and then you just reel it back in. And yeah. Six people staring at me in here certainly helps.
No, you did a nice job.
People get nervous. They're like, "What's he doing?" It's not good. Even Joey. Joey's the only one that's got my back over there. All right, we got to wrap things up. Here's what I'd like to do.
Yes.
Ben Sheehan drove all the way down here.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Sheehan. I know Ben. You know what Ben's... I don't even know. He doesn't care. You know what Ben's dad did? If you can guess what Ben's dad did, mm-hmm. or still does, what do you think his dad would do? You got one question. And I don't know what it is either. I don't know what it is either. So I'm fair for this game. One question.
He's an anesthesiologist.
No? Anybody else want to guess? Seriously, I don't really know what he does. Anybody else?
Alligator wrestler.
Is that what you would, for $1 million, is that the guess you would waste? Is that what you think of my show to put shit out there? This is a quality show. Play the world's dirtiest song in the world. This is what I do, not that. This.
There was an old farmer who lived on a rock. He
said,
Do you want to guess? Do you want to guess? Well, you can ask one question.
Investor.
No, Katie, do you want to guess one? Okay, I'm going to guess. Chris, do you got anything back there?
Is he a male porn star?
All right, you're not trying to guess. People are trying to be funny. When you try to be funny, it never is.
Well, how do you?
And
know?
This is why this show. Well, unless I comment on it, then I save it. That's what just happened. Can I ask one question? I don't know what it is either. Is he write speeches for Bill Clinton or any other presidents?
He does.
See, I fucking. And did you ever? Is there a line? I don't know. Is Bill Clinton the first president that he ever wrote speeches for?
Well, he worked with candidates in like 1988, but the first sitting president, yeah.
And would he? I'm being totally serious. Like when he writes speeches and there's humor necessary, mm-hmm. would he ever? I'm being totally serious. I might say it funny. Did he ever outsource stuff? Like he needs some jokes written? Do they ever? Because I don't know if I know any comedian friends. I might have heard one story about a comedian contacted that somebody was writing a speech for some higher up official, and but I don't know if I'm making that up either.
No, he did.
I feel like I have heard about that.
There's one guy named John Max who did a lot of who's a comedy writer out here in L.A. and he's done a lot of stuff for Clinton. And my dad does some of those lines too. So.
Would he ever? If I had some ideas, would he? I'm being totally serious. Would he ever read? Like, let's say he said, you know, something's going on. And I know your dad was working on a speech, right. and I just said you can have it if there was like five or six things. Would he look at them?
No, highly doubt it.
Really?
No, he probably would.
Oh, your dad. Did I ever meet your dad?
Yeah, you did. He came to one of your shows.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Why did I get nervous when I met him? First, I was like, hey, what's up? You know, and then I'm like, oh, that's his dad. Hi, how are you? Shook his hand a little firmer. And anyway, there you go. I thought that, I think that's, and I guess any of the other questions I want to ask, I'd be afraid that they'd be equivalent to ask a cop to play with his gun. So I'm going to decline. Was he ever on a plane like the what's the big plane the presidents fly on?
Air Force One.
Was he ever on Air Force One with them?
Yeah.
You remember him coming home and talking about that?
I do. The only thing I remember is that they brought home, like, they have their own candy in branded presidential boxes. So they bring home peanuts, and it's, like, in this, like, presidential box.
Excuse me for changing the topic, but thank you, Katie. I fucking told her that for the show I wanted candies with my name stamped on them, and she told me it was a stupid idea. Are you telling Mr. Sheehan's son that the idea... All right, that bit's over. So he came home and he had the candy. So you remember him. That was probably... That would be, like, a crazy experience for him to go. That was, like... Not that many people get to do that, right?
No, probably not.
And what year was that?
94, maybe.
94?
He's been on a couple times.
I think I'd like to. Is there one who, maybe I could do a show for the president. I'd like to. I don't think. I might never get to fly on that. That's like an amazing thing. Does it look.
You never know.
Does he have pictures? Does he have pictures on it?
No, he can't.
I always wonder if it's like a cruise ship. Like on a cruise ship, when they show you pictures, the rooms look gigantic. Now, to go on a cruise ship where the rooms are gigantic, it's. So expensive. But so I always wonder if it's like a cruise ship where you see the pictures of that plane. Because when I see them in movies and stuff, it's fucking nuts. Or if someone would go, no, it's pretty close to that. What do you think? I'm going to say pretty close to it.
Oh, I'll say very close. Yeah, because I think they're pretty accurate with that kind of stuff.
I'm talking about Family Guy.
Oh.
No.
It's hard to tell. I got lost. It's animated.
Well, here's what I'd like to do. I got a little off source. Henry, thank you. As we go in for the close, we are going for the close. But you know the song, and I know it's like asking you to do. It's like asking Johnny Cash to do "Walk the Line," so you shouldn't be offended.
Okay.
But I know you. This song is the "She's Talking Again."
Yeah.
Now I've done it. It's so much fun to do. So I thought it would be cool to wrap up the show And I want to make sure if we're going to wrap it up with this, we're truly wrapping it up. Anything to plug, Katie?
Yeah, I do a live show in LA every other Thursday. It's called Odd Thursdays. And if you follow me on Twitter, it's KT_money. You can find or Facebook.com/odd.
Is that what I'm doing?
Thank you, Henry.
I thought we were going to do
that's
it. Funny.
So anyway, so there you go. That's fine. And Chris, thank you as always very much. Thank you, Aaron and Joey, for stopping by. I like when there's an audience here. It makes it more fun for me. Ben Sheehan, I called Ben today and I said he wrote the song that's the Todd Glass Show.
Oh, really?
I can't sing it that well. I asked him. I said, make me the campiest jingle in the world. No one loves jingle as much as I do. I say, make it campy, and then he emails it to me, and I should only look like a lunatic driving in my car listening to my Todd Glass jingles.
Oh,
totally
nice.
Loving it. But anyway, so I said, come down today. Maybe we'll do some stuff with the piano. We didn't do that much with it, but I appreciate you stopping by.
A little bit. Sounds good.
Who's that saying that? Who said that it sounds good? Is that you, Henry? Hey, does anyone ever do a ventriloquist, but the dummy is deaf? Someone's had to do that. Because then you wouldn't have to be a ventriloquist.
Wait,
you know what,
wait,
I mean? You know what I mean? You could be like, if your dummy was deaf, you'd be like, say hi to everybody. Hi, everybody, how are you? And then you couldn't move your mouth. Look how good I am. Hi, everybody, how are you? I really like candy and going to the mall.
You're pretty good at it.
Yeah. If you saw what I look like, people, I'm literally making retain my hand as the dummy. And I realize when everybody in the room is staring at me like, is he having a nervous breakdown? No, has that been, that bit's had to been done before, right? So you make your dummy.
They've all been done, yeah.
Yeah, right. Something like it's been done.
I'm guessing, but I'm still not.
I'm quitting comedy. Do you want to buy my dad smoking bit? No. Okay, so that's it. So do you have anything you need to plug? We're going to end with the song. That's what I'm doing. I'm going around the room. We thank
like
Chris.
There is something coming up, but I can't remember.
You know
what?
You'll do it in post.
In December, in Tucson, Arizona, I'm doing a show with Doug Stanhope. It's a charity show, actually.
That would be fun. I had a fun night with Doug.
Yeah,
I've never been so excited. It was like a treat. At the end of the night, they go, Doug Stanhope's around the corner. This was like a year and a half ago. And I go, are you shitting me? So we all ran over and we had as much fun as I thought I would have.
Oh, was that in Montreal?
That was in Portland.
I think it was in Portland.
It was a while ago. And anyway, hey, you think your dad, would he do the show if he was in town?
Yes. Like,
honest?
You might.
I got some good questions for him. Hey, is he the reason? No, I'm just kidding. So, Ben, thank you. Henry, thank you. Chris, thank you. Katie, thank you. Joey, thank you. Aaron, thank you. Andrew, I know you're out there, and, you know, we miss you so much. Hey, Jesus. And I did it. Okay, so we got that. Audible, I love you guys. Family Guy, we played that. The Horror Stint. And I guess that's it. Stop buying shit. I got to remind you, you do not need it. Don't buy it. I'm like Susie Orman for the podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
And fuck Susie Orman. I take her down too. Everything. Every show, go back to that bit.
Yeah.
Done. What are people listening to? I'm driving down the street. Hey, you're listening to the Golden Oldies. Fuck Golden Oldies. You know, yeah, why don't you keep listen to your Golden Oldies and die?
Yeah.
You listen to the Todd Glass Show. You're not going to be listening. People are just. Oh, what's the newest movie that's out? Why don't you just stay home and listen to my fucking podcast? You don't got to be out seeing movies, $10 a piece, let alone the popcorn and all the other shit. All right, so that's that.
You're absolutely right.
So I thought it would be fun. Ben, you saw us that night when I did that bit, right?
Yeah.
Will you give it a shot?
Sure.
Now, I know this seems weird. I'm over-complimenting myself here, but I'm thinking, like, if you can only, what if he can only do it? Do you think you could do it the whole time?
How long is it?
It's probably about 2.5.
Yeah, we could do however long you want—a minute, 2 minutes.
Just do the version that it is, and then thank you, everybody. I hate leaving. Once you leave, I like this because it sort of means Katie. When she hears this music, she goes, "Well, how far?" She relaxes because even if I talk so long right now, you've started the song. Max, it's going to be a minute. The song's going to be played. She knows that even if I fucking go on too long right now. That she would definitely at least I want to really give.
Oh, okay.
I saw what you were going to do. You were going to do that, sing that as I was talking about wrapping up. But I want to give Ben a chance to do it, and then thank you everybody for listening. You know what? Go write nice things, please. I'm begging you, Katie. You said if people take the time to review the show on iTunes, that helps the show, right? And I read them, and I swear I'm really good at reading the positive ones. And it makes me feel really good. People are afraid to say that when you ramp up to that because it makes me feel good. It sounds desperate. But that's the truth. When you read things that people like, it really helps you send the show in the right direction. All right. So anyway, there we go. You take it over, Ben.
So I was on the date the other night, and, like, he ordered cheese fries. And I'm like, cheese fries? What the fuck? Like, I've been doing Bikram yoga every single day for 3 weeks, and I've got a plan.
She's talking again.
Like, why would you
it's
ever
really order? Bugging me. She's like, talking again. It's so embarrassing. I look at my friend. She's fucking like, psycho because she's talking and talking and talking. I'm gonna go insane.
Because my friend Betty, you know Betty Susan, right?
She's talking again.
Today, and she didn't even give me a ride. She made me walk to the bus stop, and I hate things.
I'm gonna lose my brain. I think she's on cocaine.
So it's like I would have gotten gas anyway.
I think I need some because she's talking and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking.
If you got it, because I was trying to be polite, but then he got more dessert and he was like, stayed for coffee. And it's like, I had to get home. Like, I need to get home. Fun on the date, you know? And it's,
I don't care about a word
like,
you say. You already
day.
Told that
fine,
fucking story like, anyway. I'm gonna get a 38 and blow myself away because you're talking.
Like, I want to me because I want to pretend that I'm too good for him, but he didn't even do that, so I'm stuck in this weird thing. So it's like, this is the fifth guy that's done this to me in the last 2 months.
She's talking you know, again. It's so embarrassing. I look at my friend. She's talking crazy because she talks without it. I'm going crazy because she's talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. She's talking again.
It's like you get emailed by all these random guys all the time.
She's talking again.
Profile and it's all different. Something about a color or whatever.
She's
now,
talking
like,
again.
Things to show your profile, and I don't really know if what red means. Red means I'm adventurous.
She's talking again.
Henry Phillips was our guest.
Great
We're going to ride you out of here with one of his hit songs, the dirtiest song in the world. And next week, when you come back, we never got to the story of the weirdest intro you ever got.
Oh,
but we'll leave
right.
him out of here. This
That'll
is
be a cliffhanger.
This is called The Dirty Song. Thank you. My guest today was
All
Henry
right.
Phillips.
I didn't
and
write this song.
We'll ride you out on one of his hit songs.
There was a farmer who lived on a rock. He sat in the meadow just shaking his fist at some boys who were down by the creek. Their feet in the water, their hands on their marbles and playthings. And at 4:30, there came a young lady. She looked like a pretty...
Now leaving Nerdist.com.